Listen, Kevin, thank you as ever. Kevin O'Sullivan there giving us the lowdown on what's going on with the BBC iPlayer, which apparently is not doing terribly well at all. But I'll tell you who is, though. Mr. John Holmes is here.
Oh, always doing well.
More pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Lots of, you know, plugs.
It's such a complex show, Mike. I have to bring in my entire gear.
I've heard it, yeah. No, I know how complex it is.
I mean, nobody understands it.
It sounds complex. That's okay. It's better to keep the mystery. You don't want to shine the light too much in on the magic, because otherwise, you know, I mean, look what happened to the
family. It would look like anybody could do it, and that's not necessarily true, is it?
Well, that can't be. That's not what you want to encourage. What have you got going on?
We've got plastic going on today, because, you know, I think, is it by 20 to 9 tonight, 2042? I think that's the time given by Theresa May, so that's when it's all going to stop plastically.
It must be great to be Prime Minister when you can say, oh, here's my 25-year plan.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody's going to be around.
Knowing damn well, yeah.
Nobody's going to remember what she said next week.
This will have gone by then. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. It's plastic, more longevity than my show. Let's call it that.
Well, that wouldn't be much, though, to be
fair.
Not
really,
would it?
No.
But anyway, John Holmes is coming up next. Don't miss it. I'm Mike Graham.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio with the Sun Holes from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Before you get car finance, check with us. If you want to save some money, check with us. Car Finance 24/7, check with us.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk for rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, representative 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Car Finance 24/7, get your finance first and then you're good to go.
David's Hot or Not Chicken Curry.
On our very first date, my wife Maria said she loved spicy food. That's lucky, I said. I love it too. But the truth is, I don't. Never have. So, whenever I cook her favourite curry, chicken Gujarati with green beans and fresh ginger, I add a spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine, and it keeps dumb.
Make your own hot or not curry with our tender, succulent British chicken. Food love stories, brought to you by Tesco.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on, come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it, don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2018 by giving five lucky customers a chance to win a holiday sponsored by Leyland Trade. To enter, just make a purchase in-store before the 28th of January 2018. T's and C's apply. See in-store for details. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this?
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And just after one, and a very good afternoon, it's Thursday, I'm John Holmes, and look, here's Jenny with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM launches war on plastic, the M25 rapist could be released, and A&E's buckle under the pressure.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May's launched a war on plastic, setting out a 25-year plan for the environment. It includes plastic-free aisles in shops and extending the 5p carrier bag charge. The PM says future generations will be shocked by the amount of plastic we use and has also announced a nature-friendly schools programme.
The National Park Authorities already engage directly with over 60,000 young people a year in school visits, and they will now double this figure to ensure that even more young people can learn about our most precious environments.
A convicted rapist who was given 7 life sentences for attacking women and girls as young as 10 has been referred for parole. Anthony Imielo, who was dubbed the M25 rapist, was sentenced in 2004 for a series of attacks across the home counties. This comes just days after it was revealed prolific sex offender John Warboys is to be released after serving less than 9 years for attacking 12 women. Latest figures show that A&E units in England have missed their waiting time targets by a record margin. Almost 15% of patients waited more than 4 hours to be seen last month. Figures also show 95% of hospital beds were full last week, while 16,500 patients were kept waiting in ambulances. More people are being admitted with flu, but Professor John Oxford, who's a virologist, says that is no excuse.
It cannot be blamed on influenza. I know it's very convenient for these politicians to say, oh, if we're not for the influenza, everything will be all right. But influenza has not yet reached a stage when it can be blamed. So the issue about the National Health Service is more to do with cash.
17 people are now known to have been killed in mudslides in Southern California as rescuers warn that time is running out to find survivors. They're working in dangerous conditions to hunt for those who are still missing. And Eddie Clarke, guitarist with the band Motorhead, has died at the age of 67. Known as Fast Eddie, he was one of the founding members of the band. Lead singer Lemmy died in December 2015.
Well, Lemmy dying was shocking enough.
I know.
Fast Eddie, though, guitar legend. A legendary musician.
He lived fast and died relatively young.
As is his name, yeah. I took my dad to see Motorhead once.
Did you?
I did.
Did he survive?
Well, do you know what he did? Because my dad was a builder. He's retired now. But yeah. I took him to see... There was a thing... What it was a thing for a national newspaper.
Yeah.
Whereby you took your dad to do something that he wouldn't necessarily do.
Oh,
and then he had to take you to do something... So he took me to He took me to I can't remember what artist he was. Anyway, some house that this architect built, because he was a builder, so he's into that.
Okay.
But it's sort of, you know,
not too trying, not too stressful.
Not really, but it's open to the public. It's like a National Trust property, but it's interesting because of the architect. And it wasn't. So I, you know, to return that favour, I took him to see Motorhead. And he dug out some of his old earplugs from his building days.
Nice.
Bright orange they were, and we sat there in a crowd. I say sat, stood up. He sat in a crowd of Motorhead fans. Where my dad, not just because of the bright orange fluorescent industrial earplugs, did stand out from that crowd quite significantly.
Did he get into it? Did he mosh? Did he headbang?
There was one point where the band performed an acoustic set where Lemmy sat on a stool, along with Fast Eddie, who we were just talking about, which my dad took his earplugs out for.
Lovely.
But then as soon as, you know, Ace of Spades came on, they went straight back in.
Excellent. So. And what was the overall feeling?
I think he quite liked it.
Yeah, possibly next time maybe go a little bit gentler.
Well,
into...
You know, I think that's
fine. Celine Dion, maybe.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'd take earplugs if that was going on. Anyway, you've been ill.
Yes, I know.
You were supposed to be with us all week, but then suddenly you weren't.
I know. Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I was so poorly.
But are you taking up an NHS bed like you were just reporting about?
No. I just stayed in my own pit of despair in my house with a big X on the door, letting no one in and no one out. But the cats were like, get me out of here. but they were okay. Why didn't cats get your germs?
Well, they get feline flu,
don't
they?
Why don't they get my flu?
Well, it just doesn't pass between humans and cats. Pigs, I think we can get theirs and vice versa.
Oh, I might get a pig round later then.
What kind of is? What are you saying?
Swine flu, isn't it?
Swine flu.
Oh, yeah,
and bird flu. Can't get cat flu.
Why can't you get cat flu?
Mad cow disease. That's
mad cat flu.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, they're very healthy and really annoying.
Okay, well, from being under the to the weather.
Okay, good. I'll see what you did there. Talk Radio National Weather. Well, cloudy in the east, brighter in the west, some fog lingering and feeling chilly.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
And who's got the sport?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Someone new.
Okay, so it might be Simon from yesterday.
It is Simon.
Waters.
Simon Waters.
You what?
Yeah,
you what? You what? You what? You what?
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Simon Watts. The referee who awarded a penalty that saw Northern Ireland miss out on a place at the World Cup admits that he got it wrong. Ovidiu Hatangan gave a handball decision against Corrie Evans, which proved decisive as they lost their playoff to Switzerland. He says it was a sad and unpleasant moment for him. When I doubt Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill, who called that decision staggering, would have liked to have called upon video technology. VAR was used again last night, but it didn't suit everybody.
I'm not sure about it. I think it's better without it. Sometimes it will be wrong for you, sometimes it will be wrong for the other team. It's been like this for so many years, so I don't know why they want to change it now.
That's Chelsea's Marcos Alonso speaking to us following last night's goalless EFL Cup draw for Chelsea against Arsenal. And Johanna Konta has been drawn against American Madison Brengel in the first round of the Australian Open tennis. Defending champion Roger Federer takes on Elias Bednay, and Heather Watson meets Yulia Putintseva. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Right, good afternoon. Let's bring you a Thursday something or other.
Talk Radio.
When your cold goes from bad to worse, what do you make? A hot honey and lemon drink? That won't cut it. Try Strong Stuff, Day and Night Nurse. Its 24-hour relief can knock out your worst symptoms, helping you to sleep well. Day and Night Nurse capsules, only available at the pharmacy counter.
Refers to having capsules for day and night for cold and flu relief. Always read the label.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So here we are then. Wednesday afternoon, your slice of not giving two hoops. Does it matter who you sleep with? I am delivering high-intensity fighting power. We're not going to be nice to people. Millennial generation, come in, we'll look after you. Skills and talents. That is basically it. The news. It's going to have some lies in it. A number of dogs in the act. Nobody could grope anybody with those.
Idiot.
There's a lot going on today. Using, uniquely, Japanese poetry. That's what. Do you get anything else? This is about you, but you're here. So much comedy and stuff. Even my parents, I'm not sure where I'd put that, but it's an idea, and it's a really good idea. Cauliflower steak. Right. Horns on you.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey.
So this is the end, beautiful friend. The end of laughter and soft lies. This is the end, my friend. And so it is. Well, almost. Now, here's the thing. It's Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and I wasn't really going to mention this directly, if I'm honest. Not today, anyway. But as, you know, time goes on and Twitter's talking about it a little bit... Ian Lee talked about it on his show on Talk Radio last night. So let's end some speculation for you. Our final show on Talk Radio is tomorrow, okay? That is going to be our last show for Talk Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 till 4. We do know who is taking over. We are aware. We know the majority of the new lineup. And that's all good. We obviously wish them all the very best success, and we know these are good people. Thanks for asking. I'm doing my weekend show at the BBC and brand new Sundays for Virgin Radio from 4. In case you wondered, in case you want to follow us around a bit. But yeah, we know names. We have names. But they haven't announced the lineup yet on Talk Radio, so we can't say. Suffice to say, yes, today's show, as always, is going to be worth listening to. But tomorrow... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our final show on Talk Radio.
They won't let us on.
I'm just saying it's going to be worth listening to.
Okay.
That's all. So, and you can expect a happy ending. Oh, not in the massage sense, not that. Not in a thing you ask for during a massage sort of a way. That is a service we won't be offering, just to be very clear. I mean, they might be from next week, I don't really know. But tomorrow's happy ending will be just that. A celebration, then, of our brilliant, just in our opinion, two years on Talk. But there is today to contend with first, of course. Theresa May, then. Theresa May. She is still the Prime Minister. Today she has declared a war on plastic. Now, this is a prime ministerial trait, isn't it, this kind of thing? Unpopular prime minister, declare a war. Mrs. Thatcher, unpopular, invaded the Falkland Islands to kick Argentina back out of them. Tony Blair, unpopular, invaded Iraq. David Cameron, unpopular. Invaded a dead pig's mouth. You see, it's all, they invade, it's all about that, isn't it? It's all about invading. Twas ever thus, but Theresa May has pitched her war in the press today. She's picking on plastic. She's going to war with plastic, and that's the right thing to do, of course. Now, the first target, we understand, is Katie Price, who is now 90% plastic, and we can all remember, if we think back to those harrowing pictures, do you remember those tabloid pictures? Katie Price on a beach, which led to turtles dying, with Katie Price trapped in their beaks as they became tangled in the former glamour model. More on this shortly, but I imagine you're wondering what else is coming up this afternoon on your penultimate Thursday. Well, how does this lot sound? Headline hijack. It's on the way. It is on the way. A made-up news story. You get to make up the news story. That's how that works. The number to make it up to and send it hither and thither. And these are your last chances now to get your words said to the nation as truth. Today, Jenny will be doing that for us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
tool.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Very welcome. Very, very welcome. To make up the news, just a couple of sentences and so on and so forth. At 2 o'clock, your words are said out loud. There's also a diversity paper review. Of course, we go through the papers each and every day. We still remain the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. And today, a European migrant will be going through the papers for us. It's our nod to diversity. It may be Theresa May shuffling a cabinet to do that. The army changing its inclusivity policy to do it. We've been doing it since we started on here. Pro-diversity, that's us. Do we get any recognition? Do we? Hell. It's the diversity paper review. We got work experience punditry today. Malak is in. Going through some geeky, gadgety tech stuff. There's the big debate at 3. We'll be going through the newspapers to find the silly stories therein as well. Now, from the headlines, which are often pun-based for those silly little throwaway stories, Cornelius and I have to then guess the story from the pun-based headline. You are very welcome to play along at home. That's coming up later. And we bring you first person shoot 'em up video game, which is largely visual, admittedly, but we have adapted it for the radio. We'll be playing Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio later. If you'd like a go at it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
It's your last chance. Start your message with any word you'd like.
To play a video game on the radio. Come on, the lines are open. You can call us as well. Why don't the hell you? 0344 499 1000. Chloe answering the phone. I think. Anyway, I haven't seen her. I don't know where she is. But... And we got hot guest action. As we bring you today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, comedians Adam Hess and Glenn Moore joining us on the programme today. So let's see who's working on it, shall we? I can't actually... Do you know what, Scott? I can't actually see anybody today. I don't know. It's really weird, because normally...
Hello?
John, we're over here!
I've got there's Chloe, all right, producing.
Hello?
Katie's on the buttons, and Cornelius. I've already heard his voice, but I honestly
just here, John.
I can't see it. I can't see any of you.
We're just here. We're being kept in the dark.
That explains it. Forgive me, someone, for I have sinned, and I know not where I should begin. And some days it feels like you just can't win, no matter what you do or say. Things didn't kill me, but I don't feel stronger. Life is short, but it feels much longer. When you've lost the fight, yeah, you've lost that hunger to pull yourself through the day. But if ever I stray from the path I follow, take me down to the English Channel. Cheap, and as long as I've got me a place to sleep, some clothes.
hurt you. Most days it feels like I don't deserve you, and I wonder that you're all still around. So if ever I stray from the path I follow, take me down to the English Channel, throw me in where the water is shallow, and then drag me up back to shore. 'Cause love is free and life is cheap, and as long as I got me a place to sleep, some clothes on my back and some food to eat, then I can't ask for anything more. So come on everybody, sing a 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on and join me in the water, I will swim for home. Sometimes it's hard to remember, I couldn't do this on my own.
All right then. Can't ask for anything more. So, that is today's big song to get us to today's big story.
Isn't straight and narrow, wanders around like a drunken fellow. Some days it's hard for me to follow, but if you've got my back, I'll go on.
That's right.
If you've got my back, I'll go on.
That's the message. Right, okay, so how does it link to today's big story? It is a song by Frank Turner. It is called If I Ever Stray. Cornelius has been trying to work it out. Cornelius, the big story then, what do you think it might be?
Is it, John?
Yes.
The NHS bed crises.
Let me think. No.
Is it YouTube punishing that star over the suicide video? Because he strayed into that woods, didn't he?
Yeah, from the path he followed.
Yeah.
Something? No.
Well, is it...
No.
National cigarettes are hazardous to your health day.
No. What, they only hazardous today? Cigarette? That's a stupid thing to have a day about, isn't it? Aren't they hazardous most of the time?
Well, it's also healthy weight, healthy look day.
Right.
So.
Okay. Anyway, it's not one of those
things. They very rarely combine, because healthy weight, healthy look day only falls on the second Thursday of January, whilst cigarettes are hazardous for your health days every 11th January. Yeah.
Right.
So
stop talking now. So there is, of course, the matter of the big story. Now, of course, in that song, he mentioned taking down to the English Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and throwing me in where the water is shallow, driving me on back to shore. What else gets thrown into the sea? Corpses, not that.
Rings to fetch people out the sea. Lifeguard
rings to fetch people out of the sea.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Yeah. No, it's plastic. Theresa May has declared war on plastic, of course, and she said it's going to be gone, the plastic, by 2042, which is just after 20 to 9 tonight. So we're going to be finding out whether or not it's going to work next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night from 1 a.m, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talksport.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from $199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,875. £166.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles. Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T&Cs apply at nissan.co.uk.
At British Gas, we have everything you need for when winter does its worst. Our home care boiler cover starts from just £12 a month. That's less than 40p a day and includes a yearly service. Plus, we're giving you up to £100 to treat yourself when you buy selected home care products online by the 28th of February. So why wait? Search British Gas Home Care. Terms and conditions apply.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Make your own magic soup that's packed with flavour and two of your five a day. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Hull yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do you want to do the traffic and travel? I think there's been a fault in the system, so we need to do the traffic and travel. You say Talk Radio, traffic and travel in that voice.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's been a breakdown of the entire computer system here at Talk Radio in the afternoons, which bodes well for their glorious future. There it is.
M1 in Derbyshire is queuing northbound between junction 30 for Worksop and 31 at Sheffield after an accident earlier on. In the West Midlands, the M6 is stop-start southbound between junctions 10A for the M54 and 8 at the M5 after a lorry broke down. In Kent, the A2 in Harbledon is closed westbound for investigation work after an accident from the Thannington Road. And in Devon, the A30 is closed eastbound between Salton Cross and the Oakhampton services to do some recovery work after a lorry caught fire earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So Theresa May, then, she's the Prime Minister. And let's talk about her in today's big story. As we have been saying, Theresa May has picked her war with plastic. She says that by 2042, that's just after 20 to 9 this evening, all avoidable plastic waste will be eradicated. Of course, she's on borrowed time. Know the feeling, but there's every chance that the next government, of course, will just ignore that and quietly drop the whole thing. I mean, that's 25 years. I mean, that's no legal force. But already, of course, the war on plastic has begun. She's ordered troops into supermarkets with orders to eliminate the plastic. There are live pictures this afternoon. You're probably watching them on TV from a sustained air attack on a branch of M&S in Surrey after, of course, they tried to palm shoppers off with an overpackaged cauliflower steak this week. While in a secret mission, the SAS have gone into a Costa in Somerset with orders to shoot its plastic cups on sight. It's a war on plastic, and just like the war on terror, the war on drugs and the war on obesity, it's bound to be a success. I mean, we don't have terror anymore, or drugs or fat people, do we? Not since the government declared war on those. I think there was even a recent war for the Planet of the Apes, but we've still got apes. But that is Theresa May's pledge. That's what she's saying today. On the line, Chris Tuckett, he's Director of Programmes at the Marine... the Marine Conservation Society. Sorry, Chris. It could have gone either way, couldn't it? Could have gone either way.
Yes,
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, look. So, Theresa May, I mean, that's a she. I have checked that one.
Yeah.
Ahead of, you know, I've done some research. And she said this, of course. It's something that's very much in the public domain at the moment, isn't it? People are talking about it, certainly post David Attenborough's Blue Planet and that kind of thing. It's a huge issue. We've heard about coffee cups. We've heard about plastic bags. What can we expect from the latest?
The plan that's out today? Well, I wish it was going to be sorted by 20 to 9 tonight, as you just mentioned, John. I have to say, the plan is good. It's 150 pages long. There is loads of stuff in there. They've piled loads of information in there, which is great, and it looks good. It covers the environment right in the round, not just plastics. But the big, big question is actually, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
What is going to come from that? What action are we actually going to see? And that's the big disappointment.
Well, it is, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, this is classic politics. Because people, you know, it's a case of a little bit unpopular. Let's latch onto something that the public are concerned about and make some promises. There's no way she can keep the promise anyway, because, you know, she said, you know, 2042 is 25 years away. That's just utterly unrealistic, surely, for her to even begin to promise that.
Well, it's about what she's promising, isn't it? I mean, say it's 25 years away and it's unrealistic, but Marine Conservation Society, who I work for, we've been doing beach litter surveys. It will be the 25th anniversary this year of where we've been doing beach litter surveys, going out, picking up litter on beaches, reporting back to government how much is there and publicising that. We've been doing that for 25 years, shouting about it for 25 years. A government now saying we're going to have to wait for another 25 years for that to get sorted out.
Yeah. And what are they proposing, though? They're not proposing more litter picking, are they? This is a sort of attacking it at source, I suppose. That's what they're saying.
They are. There's lots of stuff in here around getting more evidence about working with industry and looking right through the supply chain. So looking at industry and what they're producing in the first place and making sure that, questioning the packaging that they're producing, but also questioning what's in that packaging and making sure it can be recycled. Yep, that's good, but make them do it.
Yep.
They're also looking at use. Is that packaging necessary in the first place? They're looking at recycling, making sure that products are recycled, they're of a good quality, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, all good, all great, but it's talking to people, it's engaging with people, it's consulting on things rather than actually the hard targets about what they're going to do and when it's going to happen. This 2042 is a very, very long way off. There's lots of things that could happen right now. So, for instance, there's been talk about this levy on coffee cups.
Yes.
And various things. That could be brought in tomorrow if they chose to. They don't have to consult on it. They could, you know, they could do that. Get on with it. Do it.
Because the plastic bag levy was a huge success, wasn't it? I think the figures in certain areas, 96% drop in use of plastic bags.
Yeah, and that's one of the very few things in here that is a hard target. They're saying, well, actually, it's not a hard target, because they're saying they're going to extend the 5p plastic bag levy to all retailers, not just the big ones. But then that's still a bit wishy-washy as well. It's not certain. It's not set in stone. So, I mean, they're doing some good things. They're saying a lot of really good things. But firm it up, be clear about it, and take some action now, because we know the sorts of things that can happen. We know the sorts of things that can work. And the plastic bag levy has shown that. So get on and do it.
Are you surprised that we didn't see this coming? Because obviously when plastic, you know, became the great big commodity that it was, you know, and the popularity grew and everyone started using it because it was cheap and it was, you know, sustainable in terms of, you know, you could keep food fresh, you could do this with it, you could do that with it, you know, and there was so much of it. And then shouldn't someone back then have sort of gone, hang on, down the line, the fact that this doesn't decompose could be a bit of an issue?
Yeah, quite possibly. And we do need to think now about the things that we do and what they mean long term.
Hmm.
So actually, you know, having a 25-year plan from that point of view is really good, because it does make you think long term. And actually, in thinking about reducing the amount of plastic, we've got to make sure that we don't cause another problem.
Yes.
Because you're right, plastic is there in part for hygiene, it's there to keep things fresher for longer, so don't create another problem by solving one. But yes, maybe 25 years ago we should have thought this stuff is great, but it's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't degrade in the environment. It just stays there.
Yeah, it's like with everything, though, isn't it? It's like with, you know, when we were told that diesel cars were the cars we had to get, and now all of a sudden, if you've got a diesel car, you're evil. It's the same sort of thing, because people don't actually think it through long term.
They don't think it through, and the evidence, you know, moves on, and the understanding of where those things go in the environment, what impact they have. That knowledge wasn't there back then.
Chris, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Chris Tuckett, Director of Programmes at the Marine Conservation Society. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of it are, well, the following things. Headline Hijack is very much on the way with Jenny. There's also today's diversity paper review. We go through the papers today with a different diversity each and every day. Today, a European migrant will be in here going through the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting history. Plenty to come on today's show. It's 1:33. Jenny's got the latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
Environmental groups have given a cautious welcome to the government's new war on waste strategy. Theresa May set out a 25-year plan, promising plastic-free aisles in shops and extending the 5p carrier bag charge. The PM says she's thinking of children who will be born decades from now. But Julian Kirby from Friends of the Earth has told Talk Radio this is nothing new.
People have got used to it, and one of the things about things like plastic bag levies there's been a bit of debate just the last few days about a small charge on single-use plastic coffee cups, is that it does nudge people to change their behaviour, to think about what they're doing.
A 21-year-old man is due in court today, charged with murdering a teenager in the West Midlands. 19-year-old Reagan Asprey from Pelsall was stabbed in the neck during a fight outside a boxing venue in Walsall last October. Tyrone Andrew was flown from Madrid to Heathrow yesterday after being arrested in Barcelona. The number of occupied NHS beds has risen to 95%, 10% above what's considered safe. Latest figures also show that the hospital beds were full last week, while 16,500 patients were kept waiting in ambulances. Health policy analyst Roy Lilly says people are stuck in hospital because there's no support for them at home.
As hard as the NHS works to get people out of ambulances, into A&E, into a ward, it can't get them home, and the logjam is building up there.
It appears that Nigel Farage would back calls for a second EU referendum. The former UKIP leader says he thinks it would lead to more people voting to leave, which would kill off the issue for a generation. And Marks and Spencer's had a tough Christmas, with takings falling even in its normally resilient food division. The company is blaming the unseasonal autumn weather for the 2.8% drop in like-for-like sales. House of Fraser also saw a dip in both in-store and online sales over the festive season.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you very much indeed. Now, you've been under the weather. We mentioned this earlier, of course. So today's your first day back.
Yes.
Just as, you know, concern for your welfare. How is it? How is it? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit spaced out.
Yeah, because you've basically brought the news in with you in reality, because you've had the Aussie flu that people are talking about.
It's horrible. Don't get it.
No.
I really don't advise it.
But you've come in here sort of still harbouring it.
Spreading it around.
Yeah. So I might get it.
I might just wipe my hand on this surface like this.
That's why I don't sit there.
That's okay. I can come around and wipe my hand on your surface if you like.
Well, not in the current climate.
Okay.
Right, fine. Good. So thank you for that. We know. Now, you were off when we did animal news the other day, weren't you? All right.
Good.
You were off today, though, with bonus news.
I'm very excited.
It's going to be all of the news of the world of animals.
I'm so excited about animals. I was very upset. I tweeted that I was upset. I was missing on animal news.
Yeah, I saw that.
And now I'm going to get bonus animal news.
Yes, you are. So that's today at 3:30. Also, Headline Hijack on the way, of course, where Jenny will say a lie in the bulletin at 2. But the lie. But that lie. Lie.
Lie.
Lie. Will be supplied by you. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lie.
Thank you.
Weather?
Yeah.
Okay. Feeling chilly with some lingering fog in places. Lie. Generally cloudy in the east, but brighter for the west. That is the latest. More, or will there be, in half an hour?
It's Talk Radio.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows, with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows, with George Galloway.
Order!
innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking made-up news. What happened, by the way, to Donald Trump's fake news awards? That was supposed to be yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did that happen? Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Chloe's on production through the glass there.
Hi.
Chloe, can you call the White House for us and find out what happened? Because you remember this, don't you? Last week, Donald Trump tweeted that there were going to be fake news awards and he was going to award awards to all these outlets that dissed him.
Yeah.
But that was supposed to be yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I will chase it.
Thank you. Yes. Could the White House shout for us? Thanks so much. But anyway, in our own celebration of fake news, it continues. Made up news in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. There to confuse the people, of course, not paying attention to this bit of the programme. Messing with the editorial. Possibly just one of the reasons we've not been asked back. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This is from Claire, who says, Theresa May has funded research to make all plastic incredibly heavy so that it will sink straight to the bottom of the sea, making beaches less unsightly. Mm.
This is coming from Jean. A spate of cat burglars, so-called, of course, because people are entering homes through cat flaps, are happening across East Anglia. Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire have all seen a rise in burglaries. A number of very thin suspects have been arrested. And people are being urged by the police to board up their cat flaps using strong wood or concrete.
Oh, that's what I do, yeah.
Or get a new...
cat. No, that wouldn't help. Get a dog to bite all the burglars.
Yeah, well, get
you... And then you won't need the cat flap as well. Get the dog to eat the cat.
You can get dog flaps, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, does anyone have them?
Well, weirdly, yes. See, I've got a dog flap.
I knew this was going. It's all about you always. Does it work well?
Well, no, now, you see, but you are making the schoolgirl error of assuming that it's for a dog.
What's it for?
Aha! Fat cat. The cat is so fat. The cat will not fit through a standard cat flap.
You have a capitalist, a pet capitalist.
Yeah. And it won't fit through a cat flap without a bit of a struggle. So I had to install a dog flap in order for the fat cat. But it's annoying because it means the dog can also go out of the flap.
Really?
Yeah. But the dog is too big for the flap and breaks the flap every time the dog goes through the flap. I've said the word flap a lot, I realise. But that is what happened. So it's a bit of a... If I'm honest, it's a dilemma, Con. It's a difficult set of situation.
Yeah,
I don't know what
to
do. But anyway, that's just a thought. Anyway, one more?
Yeah, how about this one from Malcolm, who says that in order to appease the NHS bed crisis currently happening, the Health Secretary has announced an emergency top and tail policy will be introduced immediately. Patients are likely to have to share a bed with another person, with the plan to try and match up ailments in order to prevent the spreading of illness.
There, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's top and tail.
Very good idea. Why not?
Nothing seedy about it, is it?
Not really? At all. No. Actually, I've never understood top and tail, right? And I'm going to explain what. So the idea of top and tailing is that you can share a bed with someone, but in a purely platonic
So someone's head is down the other end of the bed.
Is the foot end and vice versa.
Yeah.
But the bit that sees all the action, the genital, right, they still meet in the middle, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
So,
well...
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So the whole point of top and tailing...
It's more symbolic, I guess, then.
Well, I'm not sure they'd necessarily be part of it, but the...
What?
Sim what?
Never mind.
Okay. But I'm right, aren't I, about the top and the tail?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
There's no guessing about it. If you are in bed with someone and you go the other way around, the bits that could, you know... are in the same place. I mean, you've literally kept them in the same arena as they were before.
John, but do you have a better suggestion?
What if you go to bed...
Do you have a better suggestion?
Different beds. What if you go to bed...
Well, that's the problem. There's no other beds to be different in.
Spooning. Oh, no.
No.
Bolster down the middle.
Sort of a pillow barrier.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
But otherwise, your bits are in the same... You know, there's no point... And what if they put you in the bed with a toe-sucking fetishist?
Right, let's move on.
Okay. Talk Radio in the afternoons. And look, next, there's traffic and travel now, if it works. But next, there will be the Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
At Wix, our kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from 35 stunning styles and book your free design appointment at wix.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/black edition. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of March 2018. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in Derbyshire is queuing northbound between junction 30 for Worksop and 31 at Sheffield after an accident from earlier. Delays in the West Midlands on the M6 southbound between junction 10A for the M54 and junction 8 for the M5 after a lorry broke down near Wensbury. The A2 in Kent is closed westbound between Canterbury and the Brenly Corner interchanges by the M2 after a serious accident. And there are delays in Devon on the A30 eastbound between Sorton Cross and the Oakhampton services after a lorry fire. I'm Alan Joyce.
Suddenly, everything goes black. You're driving blind. What evil lurks in the gloom? What hides in the shadows? Will you ever feel safe again?
Course you will. Come to Halfords. We fit new headlight bulbs on the spot from just £8. And we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Bulbs sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores, check for opening hours.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And here we are, and a very good afternoon to you if you are just joining us. Welcome, welcome. Newspaper reviewing on the way. But before that, a lot of news. Environment pledge, of course, that, well, it's all part of Theresa May's war on plastic. And as we were saying, every time the government declare war on something, it goes really well. So why wouldn't this one? You remember the war on terror? Because terror stopped, didn't it, straight away? War on drugs? No one's got those anymore. War on obesity? When was the last time you saw a fat person? I mean, this works. Right, so now the war on plastic. So that's that done. So well done they go. I salute Theresa May for this. And I also like the idea. Have you seen the supermarkets? They're going to have these plastic-free aisles as well. So all of the...
What?
Yeah.
You mean the vegetable aisle?
Yeah. But no, Cornelius, because we know, don't we, that they wrap the vegetables up.
Know,
the
yeah.
cauliflower steaks and so forth, Marks and Spencer.
I can't believe they put beans in tins. I think it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
I think it should be like pick and mix.
Have you ever tried to whole baked beans? They just run through your hand.
It's fine.
Right. Anyway.
No, you should take your bowl to the supermarket. That's actually quite a good idea. Bring your own bowl.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but for beans, for baked beans.
Yeah. Well, I suggested this yesterday with restaurants, because if you don't bother, you know how it's all about the plates that are unhygienic and everything else.
Yeah.
Just go into the kitchen and let the chef push the food in your mouth without the need for plates or cutlery, thereby saving on washing up, also helping the environment.
Good idea.
It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, unlike a turtle.
Keep going, John.
A turtle?
Two more left.
A turtle with its beak stuck in a plastic. What? Anyway, it's all to do with the news being complicated. To render it simple, what do? That's right. We analyse it using short form oriental verse 575. It's the news in haikus.
Says gay sex is a sin again, 'cause that went down well last time.
The news in haikus. Okay, then, here we are. Look, it's the diversity pay-per-view, and I don't mind telling you, assuming we're doing showbiz tomorrow, are we?
Yes.
Right, because that's what we do on a Friday. It's the very last diversity pay-per-view. That's right, because if you've just joined us, here's the news. This is our penultimate show. It is our final show for Talk Radio tomorrow. I mean, nonsense will continue. I can't go into too much detail. In fact, it's out there. I mean, nonsense of this nature will continue on the BBC at the weekend, I can tell you. Virgin Radio on a Sunday afternoon. That's our sister station anyway. But for Talk Radio weekday afternoons, this is your final diversity pay-per-view. And I'm very pleased to say that which is all right today, because, of course, Nigel Farage has been talking about, even he would call for a second EU referendum. He still thinks, you know, it would go his way, but that's what he's talking about. So how fortunate today, then, that we welcome a European migrant into the studio to go through the papers. Hello, Marta.
Hola, Juanathan.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Now, look, it's I said it's the sort of final diversity pay-per-view. And this has been the most... It makes us, as you know, Marta, the most diverse programme in broadcasting.
Yes.
Each day, the papers are gone through. Yes, so what? Everyone does that. As of next week, I imagine other shows will do that. But will they? Will they do it in a diverse way?
No.
They better not, because it's copyrighted as an idea. But we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting because of our commitment and nod to box ticking. And being upfront about it as well.
Oh, yeah.
None
absolutely.
Of this sort of, inclusive, because, thing. No, upfront about it. It needs to change, and we're right there, changing it.
Well done, John.
Where we lead, others follow, Marta.
Yes, we're trendsetters, aren't we?
Something like that. Anyway, welcome along.
Thank you.
What have you got in the papers?
Well, the war on plastic, as you were talking about. Theresa May has given an hour-long speech earlier.
Yeah.
I watched it with the sound off. Because, you know... I didn't think I needed the sound on.
No, you don't really. I mean, but you knew it was about plastic because...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Can you lip read? I mean, how did you...
Well...
Was she waving plastic around?
No, she wasn't.
Oh.
Well,
was she demonstrating? Was Theresa... I didn't see this speech. Did she pick up a turtle and ram its beak into a cup just to demonstrate how bad plastic is?
No, but I would pay a lot of money to see that happen. Definitely. No, but yeah, she's... I knew about this because all of the papers this morning that were published... before she made her speech, we're going with it. So, Daily Mail, The Times, all of them are going with it. We're going to have to pay the 50... I can't speak English, John.
Well, you are a migrant. And
I
you
am
just
a migrant.
Failed the first citizenship test.
Well,
so sorry about that. So you are going to be kicked out.
March 2019, I can't wait.
Yeah, kicked out. Join the club. Yeah. So, what... What is 5p? It's 5p. It's 5p on
charge for corner shops that up until now we didn't have to pay 5p.
That's right.
There was also an exception for butchers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fresh meat. I think it's also for fish. Fishmongers, is that how you call it?
Yeah. That, again, once again, we've talked about this before, but, you know, you can only, there are only a certain amount of things you can mung.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there? Fish, iron, war. Mm. That's it.
Scare?
Scare.
I'm always the one who has to bring scare to
I always
the,
forget scare.
Party.
So you can only mung those four things. Is that right? I think that is right.
Yeah.
I don't think any else can be munged.
I
so maybe
wouldn't know.
Maybe plastic bags should be given to mungers. Maybe that's how. Maybe someone who sells a butcher should be called a meat monger from now on. Maybe that's how you differentiate a meat monger.
I think we should call the Oxford Dictionary people, get them all in line, and pitch that to them.
I think we should bring back munging, don't you? So everybody who sells something, it should be a monger of it. Don't you think?
So we'd be like radio mongers.
Yes.
So is that what it means, monger? Like to sell?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know.
Does it not mean to just apply your trade?
If one mungs, one is, applying a trade, I suppose. But in all shops, maybe that should be. I'm not going down to Starbucks. I'm going down to the coffee mongers.
I like how that sounds.
I'm not sure what Anna Summers would mung, but I'm sure it would be fine.
Well... We'll find out soon enough.
Well, we probably won't, because my ideas never catch on, Martin.
Well...
But yes, okay, plastic bags for all shops. I think that's probably the right thing to do, because there's been a 96% drop in plastic bag usage in the supermarkets, so it stands to reason that would be rolled out elsewhere and work for
that. I think it's an awesome idea. Like, absolutely fantastic.
In Rwanda, they banned plastic. Plastic bags are illegal.
Oh.
Completely.
Oh.
And what's interesting about that is that if you go to Rwanda... There's no litter at all. They have nailed it. Now, you might think of Rwanda as a sort of, not third world exactly, but sort of as forward-thinking, perhaps, as we like to think ourselves are in the West, you know, in first world countries. No, they're way ahead. Honestly, it is one of the most beautiful countries. And also, because they don't have litter, and they do not, because what happens is, A, it's illegal, and B, the people of Rwanda, the good people of Rwanda, take such pride in their country that they regularly... just go on voluntary litter picking. Everybody just picks litter up. You see, they pick it up.
That's
what you do.
Amazing.
They have litter picking patrols and all these kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And the country is spotless. It's incredible. So if we could just do that, it would help. And that doesn't take anything apart from people just being a bit diligent and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people who will, if I see some litter blowing about that, you know, in a park or whatever, I will pick it up.
Oh, well done.
And chuck it in the bin.
Well,
I think
done.
And we should all do that. And if we all did it, would be better anyway.
But you've got to be raised like that. You've got to be raised with that thinking. That,
yeah, because
you know.
I'm the type of person who goes out my way to litter.
I know, but I cancel you out. And we've talked about this before.
Mm.
I've seen Cornelius just walk out. I've seen Cornelius take the bin out of this building and just take it in the street out there. And
pour
just
it on a homeless person.
And pour it on a homeless.
Oh,
and
classic Cornelius.
I have to go over there. And he says, oh, keep them warm. I go, no, Cornelius. It's offensive and it's rude. And I go over there and I take the litter back off the homeless. Not they keep a couple of things, like an old sandwich or something, but then I put it back in the bin and bring it back into the building. But Cornelius and I thus cancel each other out. So I'm doing my bit.
You're such a versatile great person.
They say that. I'm the most versatile person here.
Yes, I've heard.
It's not been rewarded, but I am.
Well.
Oh, come on.
Moving on. Toph. You know Toph from the jungle?
Toph from the jungle, yes, I do.
She's
made
her set her I was gonna say something that maybe I wasn't allowed to say.
Oh.
She's met her dream man.
What? What weren't you allowed to say?
I'm going to say.
No, say it and we might dump it.
Well, she's met her sex symbol, hasn't she?
Oh, that's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Why can't you say that?
I don't know, John.
Because it's Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Exactly.
It's not the term, it's bad taste.
I thought you were going to say, from next week, she's doing breakfast on talk or something like that. That's what I thought you were going to say. And I was like, no, you can't say that. That's tough. It's a secret. But that's not what you said, so it's fine.
So, yes.
What?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes.
Yay or nay?
Well, it's not for me to say.
Well.
But nay.
It's nay for me as well. No offence.
Yeah.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah, because she did say, didn't she, in the jungle, that she liked Jacob.
That she was into him.
She likes him.
So, earlier I was in the office, and somebody that I will not name said, the Toph is an actress. They have a theory, okay? This is alleged theory.
Mm. Okay, got it.
Conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's a conspiracy. Yeah. Toph is an actress paid by the Conservative Party.
Right.
To bring young people to fancy Jacob Rees-Mogg, but also think the Tories are cool.
You see, if that were true, that would be a stroke of genius. But I'm prepared to stick my neck out and say that no political party has that level of genius to be able to play
That's
that long
true.
Game.
Mm. That's very true. Because it's going to take... I mean, come on. They could have picked out someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, if it were for Theresa May, I would buy it. But Jacob Rees-Mogg. Mm. I don't know.
Rees-Mogg's been saying that he wants Toff to be the new poster girl for the Tories.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Mm.
We'll just say put her on some posters.
Yeah, but like to bring young people. It's weird, isn't it? Also, I don't think it's great for the Tories to literally have someone called Toff.
Toff.
Yeah. As their poster girl.
I mean, it's just... They're going to have to change it. Change
well,
it. Yeah.
To be
Who
fair,
would
that,
the Labour get? Like Karl it's... Marx or someone like that? We're the Marx brothers. Not the Marx brothers.
Yeah. Well, they can find another nickname for her. I mean, her name is Georgia, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
mm.
they can just call it Georgia.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Look, we're out of time, Marta.
Oh, no.
I mean, in many ways. But look, thank you so much for coming in and being a diversity paper reviewer.
Thank you.
It's been splendid. We're back tomorrow, of course. I know you're around tomorrow.
Yes,
excellent.
I'll be
what
around.
A show it's going to be tomorrow as well.
It'll be awesome,
I can
John.
Promise you that.
Good.
What treats we have for you tomorrow. Do we have any?
Probably I mean, should, it's, think it's of largely a normal show.
Yeah, yeah. So no then. Anyway, so thank you, Marta. Right, Marta, remind us of your diversity.
European migrants.
That's right. Going through the papers as part of our commitment to diversity, it's the Diversity Paper Review. Now, next. In the next bit of the show, what's going on? Oh, that's right, hot guest action. Oh, yeah. Adam Hess and Glenn Moore will be joining us. Comedians, it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. They've got a tour to flog, so they might as well do it on here. There will be the big debate at 3. We'll be looking through geeky, gadgety tech stuff as part of work experience punditry with our work experience. And there will be a game of Call of Duty Black Ops on the radio. A video first-person shooter adapted specifically for the radio. If you'd like a go on it, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will call you back. So, headline hijack then. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. Cornelius has today's headline hijacker. Who is it?
It's Joe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where's Joe from?
Joe's from Kingsbury.
Great news.
What's funny about that?
Hi, Joe. Joe's in Kingsbury. Right, headline hijack on the way, and then the news. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All the Money in the World from director Ridley Scott is now BAFTA-nominated for supporting actor Christopher Plummer. Critics are calling it terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
Plummer is simply fantastic and compellingly brilliant. All the Money in the World at cinemas now, rated 15.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 6mm English oak laminate flooring for only £3.79 per square metre ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 14th of January. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
Yeah! We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include vehicles registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger.
You could save between £2,000 and £7,000 on the recommended retail price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £7,000 dependent on model or to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. And a very good afternoon to you. Look, here's Jenny with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM launches war on plastic. The M25 rapist could be released. And A&E's buckle under the pressure.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has launched a war on plastic with a 25-year environmental plan. The PM has confirmed the 5p bag charge will be extended to small shops and says the single-use plastic wasted every year would fill the Royal Albert Hall 1,000 times.
Supermarkets also need to do much more to cut down on unnecessary plastic packaging. So we will work with them to explore introducing plastic-free aisles where all the food is sold loose.
A convicted rapist who was given 7 life sentences for attacking women and girls as young as 10 has been referred for parole. Anthony Imiela, who was dubbed the M25 rapist, was sentenced in 2004 for a series of attacks across the home counties. This comes just days after it was revealed prolific sex offender John Warboys is to be released after serving less than 9 years for attacking 12 women. A former youth footballer has told a court he was raped by his coach, Barry Bennell. The accusation is the most serious to be levelled against the 64-year-old. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is following his trial at Liverpool Crown Court.
This man, who was a boy of around 11 at the time, said it happened on many occasions. Describing other incidents of abuse, he said there was also a haunted house that Barry Bennell would take them to in the middle of nowhere in Wales, where he'd show them horror movies. At one point, he said everyone was petrified. The former Crewe Alexandra coach denies all 48 counts against him.
The number of occupied NHS beds in England has risen to 95%. That's well above the 85% considered safe. That's according to the latest official statistics showing the pressures on the health service this winter. One expert says it's reached a watershed moment. And talk show queen Oprah Winfrey has described the mudslides which have destroyed parts of her community as devastating. At least 17 people are known to have died in Southern California.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Welcome.
Now, I know as well as you know that today's edition of Bonus News, which will be happening,
yes,
at around 3:30.
Not taking off me, are you?
No, God, no. Because you know that the news isn't long enough. It's 2 minutes. It doesn't cover everything off in the world, for heaven's own sake. There's far too much going on out there.
So much
you
news.
Have to pick and choose.
I mean, I struggle every day
trying to just whittle it all down.
I know, it's just unbelievable.
So we bring you Bonus News, which sort of covers everything else off, but sort of on consecutive days. Animal, vegetable, mineral today. Animal news. That's around 3:30.
So excited.
Stay tuned for that, if for nothing else.
So much animal news today.
I know. Right, weather, is it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy in the east, brighter in the west, some fog lingering and feeling chilly.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. And now here's What's It What with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Simon Watts. Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy has quashed rumours linking Harry Kane to Real Madrid and Manchester United. He says no key player will be allowed to leave Spurs this summer. He's also confirmed manager Maurizio Pochettino will be allowed to strengthen his squad this month if the right player is available. Alex Pritchard looks close to returning to the Premier League. Huddersfield boss David Wagner's confirmed a fee has been agreed for Norwich City's former England under-21 international.
The two clubs found a solution. And now it's all about the personal terms, and I'm very confident that we will find for this a solution in the next 24 hours as well.
And following the 4-0 series defeat in the Ashes, batsman Gary Balance, all-rounder Tom Curran and bowler Jake Ball have all missed out on a place in England's Test squad to face New Zealand. Lancashire's new captain Liam Livingstone is the only new face, with Ben Stokes and Mark Wood also included. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, Theresa May's announced that the government is to get a brand new department for the internet. Positions are yet to be assigned, but as well as Secretary for State, there will also be minister roles in charge of URLs, social media, memes, and adult websites. Damien Green reported to be interested in one of those positions.
Not surprised. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Jenny. Jenny back with us, of course, throughout the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Next, it's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So a very good afternoon to you then. Talk Radio in the afternoon. Not in it, like the kids say, but in it, as in the afternoon I just previously referenced. A game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio later. That's just after 3:30. It's a first-person shoot-em-up, largely visual, but we've adapted it for the radio. If you want to go on it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But I promise you hot guest action, and that's what we're delivering to you, yes?
Talk Radio.
Adam and Glenn. Join me now, Adam Hess and Glenn Moore. Hello, gentlemen.
That was
hello.
Really, really good.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, mate. I know. You see, you've been in. You've both been in before. I see. So you can see I've been practicing.
Yeah.
You know, because last time, maybe I didn't leave a good impression. I don't know. You I probably like thought it. He's a bit shambolic. He's not very good at this.
Are
so I've been rehearsing for your appearance.
Intense.
Yeah. Well, that's how I like to operate, as you know. Well, welcome back, gentlemen. Now, last time you weren't in together.
Let's be clear.
No. You were in with
a guy called Reece James. My housemate.
Yeah.
And now Nemesis.
Yeah.
And now me and Glenn are allowed to be together.
Yeah. So, hang on. So what's happening here? So, again, we need to be clear, and you know this already, but the listener also needs to be aware. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Sure.
We're always clear about that. You know, you're here to talk about something. I'm just popped in on a whim.
Yeah.
That's out the way. Before we just explain what it is you're flogging. First off.
Okay, so we're both going on tour.
Yeah.
Not like together.
Yeah.
So every date we're doing on the tour, we're doing on the same evening.
On the same evening.
But one of us will go first and do their show.
We're not a double act. We cannot stress enough. We are not a double act.
Yeah. And then we're double act just sort of spaced apart.
Yeah.
And
then
after
there's
the interval,
no rapport. There is absolutely zero rapport.
Yeah, we're getting that.
Yeah. And then after the break, the other person will then do their show. So basically, you're getting two shows for the price.
We have to say at some point we are apparently stand up comedians, just in case we haven't mentioned that yet.
No, that's true. It could have been anything. I mean, I was bringing my knowledge to the party. I appreciate that everyone listening may be familiar with your work. I'm sure they are.
We've not made it clear with anything we've said.
last time you advertised me as an evangelical preacher, and that got me very different audiences.
Yeah, but you've got to diversify. Come on.
I had to buy a head mic specifically for it.
Well, okay. Well, look, the question, of course, and I know I asked you this last time, but now it's different. I'm going to see, Adam, whether you come up with the same answer.
Okay.
So last time, we talked about who went first on stage, you or Reese, and how that was going to work, and the dynamic backstage. It turned into some arguments, I realise. So how have you and Glenn resolved this? You know, who's warming who up, and how does it work?
Well, I remember last time when I was on tour with Reese James, he's normally a funnier person goes second.
Yeah.
But I thought, Reese is better than me.
Yeah.
And more of a reasonable public speaker. So we thought, let's have him go first so the audience aren't scared or they're filled with a bit of
confidence.
They don't leave, exactly.
Yeah.
So then he filled them with confidence. Oh, these are professional young men. And then they would stick around. They would be tricked into sticking around for me. We haven't discussed it yet, Glenn.
No.
Now is the time.
Who's better?
Yeah.
You're funnier.
Right.
However, this is the biggest however.
When it comes to
to social chance.
Charm, panache, and a stilly determination along with a winning smile, I think I should probably go on first just to set up. a boring tone for the evening. If you just listen to what my voice sounds like, and then you can be the mania of the second half.
So I'm pudding, sort of a popping candy pudding.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to have a whole meal of it, but no. You can have a bit of it.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot stress enough how some people do not believe I'm a comedian when I start. I've had to insist on certain shows when they introduce me, can you say, please welcome comedian Adam Hesh? Because I used to just come out and just say the sentence, that instead of saying hello, I would just come out and say, I can't imagine the Queen with wet hair. And now, if you know I'm a comedian, that is funny. Yeah. If you don't know I'm a comedian, you'd think, go on.
And either way is fine at that point, I think, because there's still an interest there.
I mean, once again, I proceeded by saying I'm a comedian. If I just rocked up here, like, dressed as, I don't know, just wearing a suit, and I just told you that, you'd be like, why are you doing this to my evening?
Yeah.
But I think the moment you say I'm a comedian also adds a level of suspicion. Like, if I go into an airport with a T-shirt saying, not suspicious, yeah, they're going to take me to one side.
I've just, while you were just discussing this there, and I like that you were having a little bit of a meeting, I've added up the number of stars that reviews of both of you have got. I know. So this, in case you were wondering which of you, you know, comedically has the most stars.
Well, I think I can probably guess, and I don't want to know the answer.
Well, wait, what is your source? What is your source?
Your press release.
Oh, no. Oh, fair enough.
That's better.
Okay, go on.
Also, you've done more shows than me.
I am. And I've got more jokes than you. Yeah. So I guess that... That's not true at all, is it?
No,
I
wouldn't
say... No,
it's fine. I'm just...
How many...
What's been very clever about this, because I was thinking, this could be the answer.
This could be
But, of course, your PR has cleverly... giving you exactly the same. So they've taken reviews of you from things, different publications.
And
so
you'd never guess who specifically requested for that to happen.
So, but what is interesting about it is you've both got 28 and a half.
Ooh, no way.
Yeah.
We both got 28 one-star reviews.
Yeah.
And one abysmal show.
So congratulations.
We can't wait to get that elusive second star on the tour. Really excited.
28 and a half.
Well, the half came from Chortle for both of you.
Okay.
Now, what I was going to do is, if I read you some of these out, right, whose review is it?
Okay. Wait, well, I know. Should we?
I think I'd know.
Do you think you would?
Do you both read?
Should we buzz in? My buzzer's like, Adam, okay. Your buzzer's Glenn.
Which of you, then, has, for good quality gags per minute...
Adam.
it is Adam.
Yes.
Very good, yeah.
Per minute.
Okay, which of you, then, is relentlessly entertaining?
I would say both of us. Relentlessly entertaining. Relentless, does all right, that suggest it's not nice?
I'll narrow it down. Relentlessly entertaining according to Time Out.
Ooh.
Which of you could that be?
Oh, I think that's me.
No, it's Adam.
Oh, no! How humiliating. Because I think I've got a Time Out quote in a press release, and I'm really surprised by a Time Out quote, because they never, ever saw me. I just because they used to have to fill out their listings. When they had a comedy section, they used to fill out their listings with gigs for the week.
Yeah.
And regardless, they'd always have someone... if there's someone like Michael McIntyre on the bill, they can talk about Michael McIntyre. But when they have to mention the other people on the bill, they may have never seen them. They just have to have, whether it's like, and the friendly Glenn Moore.
Yeah.
And they give you something really vague.
I used to just described, in the lineup of a show, I would be described as and other acts, which is more letters than my actual name. So they went to extra effort, and more ink was required to make sure I was not acknowledged. It keeps going. It's very sad. But these reviews, I mean, I've had reviews which have said stuff like, he was... I mean, people who have admitted to me afterwards they've never seen comedy before, and then told me they liked me. And I was like, oh, well, give me whatever stars you want. But I don't mind.
Tipped for great things?
Glenn, me.
Tipped?
Yep.
When was that?
Yeah, that is you.
That's from GQ.
Yeah.
GQ?
How long ago?
That was a mere 5 years ago.
And is it the GQ we're all talking about? Gentleman's Quarterly, not some sort of...
No,
it's Glenn
the
Quarterly.
Some homemade pamphlet.
Yeah. Glenn Quar.
That's very good. All right, then. Okay. Who is an inventive thinker who stands apart?
That's me.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes.
I mean, I'm an inventive thinker.
It doesn't say that about you.
You don't stand apart, though. It's the difference.
No, I can't think of that.
His writing is dazzling.
That's you, I think.
I cannot write. I don't have a pen. Genuinely, I don't have a pen.
Yeah, but maybe you just use a glitter one.
I do. Yeah, I do not write things.
Well, that's a Glenn. That's a Glenn as well.
Really?
Yeah, wow, okay. It is.
I mean, we're is, great.
I'm not, because I don't read reviews, so this is new to me.
I specifically only read yours. That's quite a strange thing.
I've seen few shows that are funnier.
I already know this is for you.
That is me.
Is that from, like, yeah, The Independent or something?
It's from
that's
Times.
The Times.
What's funny is, if you read that quickly, it looks like it says, I've seen a few shows that are funnier.
I'll be honest, that's what I read first.
Yeah, yeah. It's a strange... I mean, semantically, it's strange that they mean opposite things, a few and few.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the real quote you want there is, I've seen no funnier
seen
shows
no funnier
than Adam
shows.
Hirst.
The thing
is, few sounds okay. It would have been worse if they said, I've seen two funnier shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, look, stay with us, because, you know, we've barely touched the...
Us?
The surface, the scratch, the barrel.
Scratch
I don't know, but there's more to come. Of course, Adam Hess, Glenn Moore with us on the programme. We've got to take traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio,
give it some lip.
We know how hard running your own business can be. We know about the endless tough decisions you have to make. Tough decisions about whether to expand. Tough decisions about the right people to hire. So here's an easy decision. If you're looking for a new van, the Volkswagen Caddy will cost you just £165 a month with nothing to pay up front. Incredible offers to help your business thrive. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. No initial rental on contract hire. Excludes 20% VAT. Business users only. Until the 2nd of April 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
All the Money in the World from director Ridley Scott is now BAFTA-nominated for supporting actor Christopher Plummer. Critics are calling it terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
Plummer is simply fantastic and compellingly brilliant. All the Money in the World at cinemas now. Rated 15.
Sky Mobile is bursting with brilliant offers. Get a Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Gear Fit 2 Pro worth £209. For just £32 a month with no upfront costs. Plus, enjoy double data on all our phones with 1 gig for the price of 500 meg. For a mobile offer that's bursting with brilliance, search Sky Mobile.
Double data and first of Feb is lost upon leaving the plan outside offer period. Subject to status and credit check. 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required. 12-month min term. 18 plus. Price includes £5 per month data plan with 1 gig and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Terms apply.
With Pertemps recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, on the M6 southbound, there's a lane closed on the exit at Junction 10 for Wolverhampton because of a breakdown which is blocking the outside lane there. In Wiltshire, the A4 New Road in Derry Hill is slow moving on both approaches to the roadwork section, just near to Old Derry Hill. In Devon, the A30 is slow moving eastbound between Salton Cross and the Oakhampton services after a lorry caught fire earlier. And on the trains, Arriva Trains Wells services heading north between Cardiff's Queen Street and Rumney are not moving because of an ill passenger. I'm Alan Joyce.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz Approved Used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz Approved Used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum. Charges apply, no ownership, 18 plus, ends 31st of January. Participating retailers. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and yes, I am what that bit of production just said I am. By the way, I've got a bit of an apology to make, gentlemen. We are joined, in case you are just joining us yourself, Adam Hess, Glenn Moore, both with us, comedians, flogging a tour. But I have a confession to make. You know I added up the stars?
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you why I got it wrong. It's because the star system, the PR press release here had been printed twice. So I was just reading the same thing over and over again and just counting the stars. Here's the actual truth of the matter.
Oh, no.
In terms
no.
of stars. Right, so... stars negative. In terms of reviews for Adam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's the 28 and a half that I mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn Moore.
Oh dear. It's going to be awful. I think I think I've only got about 3 sets on there or something.
It's 12.
12 stars. It's quality, not quantity.
It's 12. It's 12.
Yeah, they're really stars. Good stars.
They are the best.
It's one 12 star review. Yeah. It was a phenomenal.
Great.
Yeah.
It is.
Who cares?
It is.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
But,
So I got that wrong. But you know, the good news is.
Thanks for going back to announce it on the radio.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
I didn't want to mislead the listener.
Yeah, the phone lines were heating up. Yeah. People saying, now I've seen him, there's no way he's got 28 and a half.
So look, what prompted this? I mean, you know, both of you could pick and choose who you wanted to go on stage with and who you want to go on tour with. You've got to live with that person for a while as opposed to just work with them. What brought you two beautiful creatures together?
I guess we're both identical age, height.
Yeah.
And neither of us have the confidence to do it on our own.
Yeah, like travelling home from an empty theatre booing you somehow is a lot sadder when you're on your own.
You needed a driver.
I needed a driver. And someone to console me. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're both genuinely rather funny.
They are. This is just an act. I can confirm to you as an independent witness that both of these gentlemen are very funny. That's fine.
How horrible would it be if someone just kept saying, I am funny? Imagine a model just saying, I'm fit. Please give me hats to wear professionally. I don't know, but...
I've always felt weird whenever I've sort of spoken to someone and I said, well, you know, what are your plans? They sort of go, oh, I'm considering going into modelling. I always sort of think, all right, chill out.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly legitimate for someone to think that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no one now says to me, you're funny. Because before I was a comedian, people say, you're funny, you should be a comedian.
Yeah.
No one ever says to me, oh, you're funny, you should keep going. People obviously secretly look at me, that was very
good. You thought about
good.
A job in retail.
Yeah, I know a vet who's better than you. So we thought we'd go on tour because we like motorways, and what better time to do something like this than when everyone's crippled by Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you picked a very good time.
Yeah, we just thought we'd just get people when they're at the lowest, saddest, fattest, and dry January is just really making them...
Are you doing it? Is anyone doing dry
January? I'm doing dry January the 11th. I've started to do it. It was quite lame. I was saying this to Glenn on the way here, that I've got a friend, instead of doing dry January, we're just banning each other from seeing each other.
Yeah.
Because we see each other, we drink as an excuse to see each other because we're too embarrassed to say, yeah, do you want to hang out today? Because it's embarrassing to admit that you like each other.
Yeah.
So we have to pretend that we like alcohol. It's disgusting though, isn't it? It makes you go mad. It makes you go absolutely bonkers.
It leads to all sorts of problems.
Absolutely. If there was a food that made you like feel like that the next day, you would not eat that again. I mean, it was, yeah, I'm trying to not have it, but it's going all right.
I'm doing it.
How's it going?
Yeah. All right, actually. I sort of did it in November. I kind of realised I every day, so I just don't feel right. So I stopped in November for a bit just to see if I could. And there was no pressure. I just did. And it tied in with discovering that actually now, alcohol-free beer isn't crap like it used to be. There's some quite nice ones. If you don't drink alcohol around them.
Surely you drink beer in spite of the taste because of the alcohol.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. You love yeast. Oh, you famously love yeast,
I love yeast.
I heard that. Oh, Brady Holmes.
That's what they call me.
You should have done...
I will lick a baker.
You should have done Movember at the same time because it would have looked like your abstinence from alcohol was making you grow facial hair.
That's true. But I sort of did that, and then someone told me that was called... I think it was you, Cornelius, told me it was called a pretox.
Pretox before Christmas.
Before Christmas, which I'd never heard of.
It's a term from the papers. I didn't.
I've got a theory on how to make £100, which is you start a brand of beer, which it doesn't even say non-alcoholic beer on it. You think it looks like real beer. Often I only drink a beer to look like I'm holding a beer. Yeah. I need a prop to hold. I need an excuse to go to the bar to get away from boring chats.
Of course. Yeah.
But you then also need the beer to say the next day, oh, sorry about that, I was drunk, if you said something stupid.
Yeah.
So all you need is the illusion that you're drinking beer. So I think I'm going to release a series of empty bottles. Or just dark bottles that you can buy, and it'll be really cheap. So but the problem with booze is the cost and hangovers. If you just release this, like,
and would
water...
And would you sell these in bars? Would they come in draft as well? Were they just...
Of course! To a pump? Yeah, just apple juice and cream on the top or something. I don't know what it would be. Mm. Yeah. But we don't... No one actually likes
it. Well, it could be like this whole new go to the coffee shop thing. Take your own cup, disposable cup with you. Don't get...
Yeah. John, what are you talking about?
You take it wherever you go and fill it with a drink, a beverage of your choice.
When I used to live in Sheffield, there was a beer place where you could bring along an empty milk carton and they'd fill it up with beer, but then you just had milky
beer.
And no matter how much you washed it out, it was just slightly milky.
Why
yeah,
milk carton?
Because it came in pints. It's the only receptacle.
Wow, okay.
But so, yeah.
That's good.
I said receptacle.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, having a place where you can go. I think it's all arbitrary. Like, smoking is an arbitrary way of chatting, isn't it? And also, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
So you go to the smoking area to have a chat. I just wish it was, not lollipops, that's mental health. Yeah,
going for an egg.
Or a courgette. Going out for a courgette.
Yeah. Just go. Imagine that at work, but just going outside for a courgette.
Yeah.
Is it spiralised? Yep.
Or ice cream, or just something. Yeah.
And on the packets of courgettes, it just shows you really healthy lungs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is cool to damage yourself. Maybe that's it. Maybe you go out to punch yourself on the arm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
the guys in Jackass were like the coolest people in the world when we were like 12, aren't they?
Yeah, damaging yourself.
Whereas you think about Bam Margera now, you think, oh, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Are you dry January-ing?
No, I usually do a really extreme Lent every year. Like last year I gave up alcohol and went vegan for Lent. And what I've decided this year is if I give up, if I lose a stone and a half by Lent,
right,
then I don't have to do Lent. And if I haven't lost a stone and a half by Lent, then I have to do Lent again.
So what's your weight loss regime then that you?
It's just agonizing. I'm running 9K a day.
Oh, your day?
Yeah.
That's impressive stuff.
My knees are killing me. I'm aging like a president. It's horrible. And then...
That's a long water.
Yeah, and just eating like 3 grapes.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
It's hard though, isn't it? Because I did breakfast shows for a long time, and that gets you right out. Because you work on a breakfast show, we should mention that. Unless we mentioned it off air, and that makes no sense. But you work on a radio breakfast show, reading news and so forth. But when you do a breakfast show, which I've done, you get out of whack with daily routines and meals and patterns.
It adds a meal on because you have breakfast at say 5 a.m. when you wake up.
Yeah.
You have then lunch at 9 a.m. when you're finished. You then have a second lunch at 1 p.m. Dinner at 5, and then if you have a gig in the evening, that's an extra 4 meals. So yeah, sometimes I have upwards of 11 meals a day.
It's you creating that problem. So that's why people go to food banks. You've got the rest of it.
Yeah. I developed a really weird problem a couple of years ago where I became scared of hunger. So I would try and preempt the hunger and overeat if I ever saw any food. I think maybe because I'm deep down a real hustler.
Right.
And I think if there's any food, but I would buy it. It wasn't like I was taking free food anywhere.
Out of bins.
So obviously, the idea of being hungry scared me so much. I would just like make sure that I was sort of incapacitated with fullness, and then I became a real wobbly man. Every time I went past a West Cornish pasty company, like in the train station, or at least to France,
just sort of stock up.
I would stock up with just like beige stuff, put them in my pockets, and then it became a thing. Like, oh, Adam, what food have you got on you? And I'd have always a cheese and onion pasty in one pocket and like 5 Naked bars in the other. And I didn't need any of these things, and I would just like fill my body with them. The idea of being hungry on a train, I thought, well, I could die. I could. If someone calls me, I won't have the energy to be cool on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I became the fattest little sausage man.
Wow.
Just been loaded up with Delice.
Absolutely loaded up with Delice to France. I then became vegetarian, and it's impossible to do that anymore because every cool bit of thing has...
I suppose, yeah. You'd be just stuffing your...
Yeah,
pockets full of veg.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. So now I'm an absolute shell of a man, listener. I'm just a wafer thin, horrible thing.
Well, you know, well done, because touring. Well, let's get back to that. You know, it's notoriously healthy lifestyle, isn't it? So you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Although the last time we drove to a gig together was in like say February last year, and you had a Tupperware and it was just filled with slices of pepper, and I thought, what a healthy man.
Did I?
Oh. You did, and you offered me one, and I thought, no.
Yeah.
Have you got any of those pasties that you were talking about?
It's a bit of an intimate thing to share. Like pre-sliced vegetables. I think I was trying to impress
you. Candy floss would have been weirder.
I think I tried to impress you. The other... I think I was trying to look cool and grown up by having vegetable. I normally have a Dairy Dunker with me. Or some sort of child... Anything where the logo is a cartoon, like animal, like
Oh, yeah.
A really sarcastic duck.
What are those? What are they called? Is it pom-pom bears?
Pom-bar.
Pom-bear. No, not pom-bar. Pom-pom bears? They're sort of like... they're like a... But like crisps.
It's a crisp... It's a pom-bar.
Is that what it is?
It's called pom-bar.
Why am I calling...
Oh, those little bears!
Is it bar? Why?
Yeah, because it's German, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's like, in gummy bar. And, you know, everyone loves the bar.
I thought it was just a bear.
I'm really...
All right, well, they're that. Yeah. Anyway, I like those.
I'm really upset that all horribly unhealthy foodstuffs that were once marketed to children have now had to get rid of the cartoon character on the front because it's now unethical.
Yeah.
So they're pretending they're not marketing themselves to... You know how Ricicles is now gone and like Sugar Puffs are now... What are they? Honey Monster... Oats or something like that.
Honey Monster gonads.
Yeah, something horrible. And they've even had to get rid of, you know, Wheatos.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've gotten rid of
the Professor.
They've gotten rid of Professor Wheato because it was. They were basically saying this is made by a madman because it was a mad scientist. Go, I made some mental stuff. And they've had to get rid of them. So now they're trying to pretend that they've got the recipe. They're trying to pretend that these are now healthy snacks for children.
Right. Is it illegal to have an unhealthy cereal and the logo to just be like a photo of a doctor?
Yeah. What? Are you saying that? I used to hand out boxes of like cookie crisp cereal at the Millennium Dome. That's not a joke.
As a job.
As a job. Well, I used to had all sorts of stuff like cans of Coke to people in the street.
Yeah.
And I remember cookie crisp. It's tiny cookies. And then you add milk. You might as well just have Twixes for breakfast. Twissies, whatever the plural is of Twix. And the number of mothers who would come up to me and say, is it healthy? And I was like, darling, the logo is a wolf. The logo was a wolf, like skateboarding. Like, it's not going to be... You need at least a farmer leaning on a fence... with some grain, looking into the distance for it to be remotely healthy.
Look, we're out of time. I'm enjoying it. But more of this on tour, okay. I expect.
Yeah, it's probably. Just us chatting.
Yeah, I'll come and join you for the encore, and we'll three of us will just have a chat about food. That'll be fine. All right, look, Adam Hess and Glenn Moore are on tour. Give us some date. Where will we find the information and all that kind of stuff?
You can find it on our respective Twitter handles.
There.
Adam Hess 1.
Correct.
I'm the news at Glenn.
You are that. And also we should mention Thunderbards as well because
Thunderbards tour
well.
Gets underway Maidenhead next Friday and we're doing about 10 dates, but you can find that on the Thunderbards Facebook page and Twitter account.
There we are. All done. All done and dusted. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Pleasure
Thank
to see you.
Thank you very much.
As always.
Thanks for having us.
In the next bit of the programme, The Work Experience, we'll be going through some geeky, gadgety tech stuff. We've told The Work Experience it's a leg up into the industry. That is utter balls. It's just because we don't have to pay them. 2:33, here's Jenny with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the government's plan on cutting plastic waste needs to be much, much tougher. The Prime Minister's outlined her plan to get rid of all avoidable plastic rubbish within 25 years. Chris Tuckett from the Marine Conservation Society told John that she's also concerned it's a bit wishy-washy.
They're saying a lot of really good things, but firm it up, be clear about it and take some action now, because we know the sorts of things that can happen. We know the sorts of things that can work. And the plastic bag levy has shown that. So get on and do it.
A 21-year-old man is due in court charged with murdering a teenager in the West Midlands. 19-year-old Reagan Asprey from Pelsall was stabbed in the neck during a fight outside a boxing venue in Walsall last October. Tyrone Andrew was flown from Madrid to Heathrow yesterday after being arrested in Barcelona. Elsewhere, two more teenagers have been arrested over the death of a shop worker in North London who was killed after refusing to sell cigarette papers to some youths. A 16-year-old has already been charged with murdering 49-year-old Vijay Patel. Almost 15% of England's A&E patients waited more than the target of 4 hours to be seen last month. That's the joint worst figure on record. Senior doctors are warning of patients dying in corridors. Dr. Ravi Jayaram, a consultant paediatrician, isn't surprised by the figures.
I've worked in the NHS for 27 years now, and I've really never known it to be under such pressure as it is now. Winters are always busy, and we anticipate that it's going to be busy. But for the last few winters, the workload has increased exponentially.
And it appears Nigel Farage would back calls for a second EU referendum. The former UKIP leader said he thinks it would lead to more people voting to leave, which would kill off the issue for a generation. The weather feeling chilly with some lingering fog in places. Generally cloudy for the east, brighter for the west. That's the latest. More in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour. It's 25
minutes. 25
minutes,
actually. We're going to be a tiny bit late.
Split hairs about the whole thing. A bit late chatting about
stuff.
Food with comedians.
It's not as important as news.
No. Well.
No.
No, I suppose not.
Never.
Now, speaking of important news.
Yes.
Only an hour or so to wait for today's edition of Bonus News, Jenny, which is going to be animal news, of course.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news. News. Animal news.
Yes. But thank you. Have you started researching that topic yet?
No. Well, I would have done it about 3 minutes ago, but you were late. So there's going to be 3 minutes less research into animal news. A bit less research.
Fewer. So then now, look what's on the horizon.
Animal news.
No, well, yes, but before that, work experience punditry coming next.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so we are talking, and we are talking about geeky, gadgety tech stuff, because it's time for Work Experience Punditry. That's the noise of Cornelius there, telling Malak, which microphone? Is it Malak or Malak?
It's Malak. But
Malak.
You can say it any way you'd like.
I'd like to say it the correct way.
Okay, cool. Well, it's Malak.
Malak.
Yeah, thank
all right.
you.
Well, it's lovely to have you in. Thank you very much.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. It's you know how this works. It's work
yes.
experience, right? So, but normally when you do work experience, mm-hmm. what happens, Malak? You go to the photocopier. You go to the kettle, right?
You make tea.
Yeah, but not around these parts, because we like to get you on air doing actual work experience.
Love it.
Which is what this is. Tell us a little bit about you then, if
okay.
you would. Where are you from? What
cool.
do you do? And all that stuff.
Well, I grew up in West London.
Yep.
I'm originally from Iraq. And I'm all about radio. I'm studying radio right now in uni.
Yep.
And I aspire to be a radio presenter one day.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not going to learn anything here,
so
I can tell you
John.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is
one
the best
day.
Way to start.
I've been trying to do it for years. And, look, and all I've achieved is this.
Well, it's the best way to start, so I'm glad. I'm glad I'm
well,
here.
I'm glad you're here. So tell us about, before we, I know we're talking about tech stuff,
yeah.
but you know, it's quite interesting that you're from Iraq originally.
Right.
So whereabouts in Iraq, what's the...
So I'm originally from Baghdad,
yeah.
The capital, but I don't know much about it because I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
But my parents always tell me about the history and the culture, and it's lovely to learn.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible history and culture,
really
though. That's
is.
The thing.
It
I mean,
really is.
That part of the world, I mean, obviously a troubled part of the world, as we know.
Of course,
but the actual history of it,
right.
And you look at the archaeology.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and it inspired a lot of the things that are happening right now, today, and then all of the culture and the development
yeah.
that's happening in the Western world as well, so it's really interesting,
it is interesting.
To see that.
And I mean, it's obviously not that easy to go back to Iraq.
No, it isn't. I remember I went the year before the war actually started. I went in 2002, and the
yeah.
war, the official date of the war was 2003.
Three, yeah.
And it was so beautiful to see that, but sadly, I don't remember much of it.
There's probably not much of it left
yeah,
to look at.
Exactly.
That's the other thing,
so I'm really sad about that. I didn't
yeah.
get to experience that enough. But that was good to actually get a chance
yeah.
to visit anyway.
How fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
All right, well, look, I'm going to sneak, because we have to take traffic and travel
yeah.
in a moment, as you know.
Okay.
So let's sneak in something first. So you've been charged with reviewing geeky, gadgety
right.
tech stuff.
Yeah, it's the fun stuff.
What are you going to start with?
Okay, well, there's this really cool thing. It's a new feature that's on the iPhone 8 Plus. It's called the Depth Effect, and everyone is talking about it. It's like the new craze that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't have that phone, so I can't use that feature. But I'm always stealing, leeching off other people's phones, trying to use that feature.
Yeah.
But I found a cool new way to replicate that feature.
So what is the feature?
It's called the Depth Effect.
Yeah.
And basically, what it does is it blurs out the background of a portrait photo, so
yeah.
you can take a really cool photo of anyone.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to get like Facebook profile pictures out of it. It makes it so much better.
So it's like using, as a photographer would say, it's basically like using just a lens.
Basically, yeah.
So it's mimicking.
It's
the effect
yeah.
of a zoom lens.
Exactly. And it's
yeah.
it's the easier way for young people to do that instead
yeah.
of, you know, getting themselves a professional camera.
I would argue that getting yourself a professional camera and teaching yourself photography is the best way to go.
Definitely.
On this. But if indeed, you're right though, but if indeed you've got that effect and it does, you go, Yeah. Hell, that photo looks good.
Yeah.
Get yourself an SLR.
Exactly.
And learn how to do it. Get a couple of lenses.
Definitely.
Because you can, I mean, I do it in a very vague way, but, you know, you can, with wildlife photography and stuff, which I enjoy doing.
Exactly. You can get the macro lens, for example, as well.
Well, indeed, for the close-up stuff. But to blur out a background and get that, it really works. But I haven't got an 8 either, so I haven't.
Exactly, but it's just really cool how they've started to mimic it. There's apps that you can use as well. It's kind of like the easy way out.
Yeah.
It's a more basic way of doing it instead of the old school professional camera DSLR way. So it's interesting that there's options out there.
How phones now, what a big selling point on modern phones is the camera facility.
I was just wondering, do you reckon you could get an A level for photography just using a phone now?
Right, you can. I mean, I'm studying in media and comms in my uni where I studied. A lot of people are starting to get their first degrees out of just the portfolio made out of iPhone pictures. It's amazing.
Well, that makes a mockery of the whole thing.
Exactly, really sad. But
I mean, that's fine because you can have an artistic eye, but you do need to know about the workings of how light works.
Exactly.
Because that's, you know, because you
tap it on the screen.
Shut
on the phone.
Up, heathen. You know, and you want to know about
heathen.
Yeah.
That's an angry way of saying it.
Heathen. Yeah. Is this the one thing you get upset about? Photography.
No, it isn't. I just lament the lack of skill. You know, and the fact that you don't need it anymore. You know, I had to learn about bloody film speed and ISO.
Yeah.
You know, and aperture. And stuff.
I've got iOS on my phone. It's easy.
If you think about it, though, on radio, if you imagine how it was, you know, 20, 50, 100 years back, it was way different from how it is now.
Well, 100 years back, certainly. It was just Marconi broadcasting a signal from the Isle of Wight, I think.
It's all about development.
The first ever show was Steve Wright in the afternoon back then, 100 years ago. Sounds the same now. Good, look, we've got to go to traffic and travel.
Okay.
Malaxa,
cool.
Stay with us, and I know you will.
I will, definitely.
And we've got more to talk about. Of course we have, on Talk Radio, in the afternoons. It's Work Experience.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of March 2018. Terms and conditions apply at participating retailers only.
Everyone can get mammoth winter savings at DFS. Even the characters from the new film Early Man, which is in cinemas in January, have found their perfect sofa. Ain't that right, Hognob? There are also special introductory savings on selected sofas and 4 years interest-free credit with nothing to pay for a year. Special introductory savings for a limited time at DFS.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In North Yorkshire, the A64 in Rillington is closed in both directions after a building caught fire near Collinson's Lane. In East Port Talbot, the M4 is slow moving eastbound, approaching junction 41 for Baglan after a breakdown earlier, but all lanes are back open again. In Devon, the A30 is crawling eastbound between Salton Cross and the Oakhampton services to cover a lorry which caught fire earlier. And in Surrey, the A23 is very slow in both directions through southwards, and that's because of temporary traffic lights at the junction with Cross Oak Lane causing queues. I'm Alan Joyce.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz approved used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz approved used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum. Charges apply, no ownership, 18 plus, and 31st of January, participating retailers. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is he still on? Right, so it's time just coming up to one, certainly, and just gone past another one. And the time, of course, is one of news. Now, a lot of news going on. What have we just learned? That the Queen's bras are in the news. What are they calling it? The Queen's bras are in the news. And because this is the manufacturer of the Queen's bras.
The fitter, Rigby and Peller.
Yeah.
They've lost the royal warrant.
Why? What did they manufacture a substandard bra for the Queen's bosom?
You know June Kenton?
No.
Well, she fitted bras for the Queen.
Right.
She released a book called Storm in a D Cup.
Right.
It says that, yeah, and that's it. So basically, she said there was nothing in the book to be upset about, adding it was an unbelievable decision.
But
clearly they found some sort of umbrage.
Yeah.
But Buckingham Palace is
umbrage,
not they're not commenting because it's a building.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have to get a person to comment, not actually Buckingham Palace. Perhaps they'll get Sir Clarence House back. He's
Lord
Sir Clarence House. he's often the royal spokesman, isn't he, Clarence? He's been with them years. Anyway, so that's that's in the news. Of course, what else is in the news? Plastic. That's what Theresa May launched a war on plastic. Now that's a good thing because whenever Theresa May launches or any prime minister launches a war. You remember the one on terror? You remember that? We don't have terrorists anymore, do we? No. Remember the war on drugs? Remember that? Yeah. Do we have drugs? No. No. War on obesity? Have you ever seen a fat person recently? No, you haven't. No. So they all work. So the plastic one is bound to work.
Mm.
You know. And I think she said it's by 2042, which is about 8:40 this evening. So this is going to be great news. Also, Toff from the jungle.
She met Jacob Rees-Mogg, didn't she?
That's right.
And they've got on a bit.
Yeah. Are they going out now?
Yes. No.
I mean,
no.
Is Jacob Rees-Mogg going out with Toff?
I'm fairly sure that Jacob Rees-Mogg is happily married.
Right.
With all his children.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, but is he going out with Toff?
No.
Is he going out with Toff for tabloid purposes?
No. They just had a meeting in Parliament.
Right. Okay, fine. Right, well, anyway, the news is all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, Cornelius, we're here to help, because the way to analyse news, the correct way, the only way, for the time being, is through short-form Oriental verse, Japanese poetry. That's right, when you drill down into the news, that's what you get. It's all to do with the syllables. 575, it's the news in haikus.
Tory Toff urges May to use jungle toffers Tory poster girl.
The news in haikus. Did you pointed out earlier the folly, Cornelius, of the Tories using someone called Toff?
I just don't think they'd do it. It wouldn't look great, would it?
Not really, no. Anyway, enough of such frivolity, for we are here with Work Experience Malak, who is going through technical gadgety stuff for us, right?
Yes, I am.
And that's the job of the Work Experience, away from the kettle, away from the photocopier. And I know this morning you've spent the whole morning photocopying tea bags because someone told you to as a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry, here you are now, getting real-world work experience. So, we've talked about the iPhone 8
yes,
camera
depth effect.
What yes. are we talking about next?
Okay, so moving on from photography, film is also a really huge thing, and it's another thing that people are doing. They're developing new and quicker ways to film, and there's obviously we have the GoPro, but there's this new sort of form of it, but it's called the Polaroid Cube,
yeah.
And it's kind of like a simplistic, more basic way of filming high res action HD kind of film,
yeah.
And it's really cool. It's this tiny, it's kind of the shape of your eye. It's a cube, and it's as small as your eye basically, and it's got a really strong magnet at the bottom, and you can attach it to anything, like anything that's magnet, poles even, bus poles,
magnetic poles,
yeah, magnetic, but obviously
yeah.
What I've got one myself actually, so I like to, when I'm on the bus, I put it on the bus pole and just film the what's going by out the window. Yeah,
I think you're part of the problem rather than the solution.
And then street filming as well. I can put them on lampposts as well, and then it will just film people walking by.
And
it's
what
really
does it
fun.
Send it to your phone? What does it do?
No, well, obviously you have to upload it to your to yeah. your computer to see the footage.
Is that with a wire?
Yeah, there's a little place in the back. It's a little circle, and you have to open up with a coin, which
yeah.
is really annoying. But you know, it's the shape of a half of your.
So you can hide it, spying on people
yes,
is what you're doing.
Exactly. I think yeah. I think that's what most people are doing these days with
that's
that.
That's the problem.
If it's a Polaroid camera, surely it should print. The video
it's
as
made
well,
by
and then
the
you
company.
Have to shake it.
No.
You have to shake it at any point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made by the company Polaroid, the people that made the Polaroid.
How much
the,
is
the
this the camera?
It's about £60 and above. You
yeah.
can get it from Amazon for about £60.
Wow. This is fraught with trouble because that's. Because
yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not. Don't want to cast aspersions on anyone particularly, but we could all name the people, but we won't. But you know, all I'm going to say is toilets, right?
Mm.
People hiding.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I mean? This is like
yeah.
the whole Chuck Berry thing.
Mm.
People, you don't want that. That's all that is an. Is, enabling perverts.
Yeah, that
this,
is
this
true.
Tiny camera business. I'm
that
not sure
true.
I agree with it.
Yeah,
it's a bit suspicious.
I mean, the reason why I bought it was definitely not for that reason. I bought it for the sake of you know attaching it to my bike, using that.
Yeah,
GoPros are more expensive. They're a bit bigger.
So how strong is the magnet though? Because I'd be afraid
very
it would fall
strong.
Off.
Strong. I mean,
okay.
you can hang it upside down from a bridge and it won't fall off, no matter how strong.
Why would you do that?
I mean, I've done it. It's really fun to capture people bungee jumping, for example. It's really cool.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
But what would you attach it to if you were wearing it like a GoPro? You need a metal hat.
Yeah, they sell those accessories obviously separately. I haven't bought them because they're a bit expensive, but
yeah.
You can attach it.
Possibly your fillings.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Yeah. I mean, if you've got a ring, you can attach it to your ring even.
Yeah.
You can wear yourself like a necklace and yeah. attach it to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like
the sound of it, but I think it's fraught with problems.
Yeah. I mean, you can easily lose it. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I've lost it a couple of times, but yeah.
Does it always come back?
Yeah, thankfully.
Oh, fine,
I've always
right.
got it in my pocket
left
now.
Left it on the bus.
All you have to do is wave a big magnet around.
And it comes,
shake it like a Polaroid.
Yeah.
And then it will just come back.
It's fine because you can throw it and throw and catch, and you can get really cool shots, use it as transitions in your footage. Yeah, it's really cool.
All right.
Yeah.
What next?
Final
item.
So the final item is this thing called the lens ball. It's a crystal lens, and you can also use it for photography and film purposes. And what it does is, whatever you're seeing in front of you, it will flip it 180, and it's a cube. So it's a 3D cubic angle that you can get for photography and for filming as well.
Yeah.
And it adds just this mystic kind of effect and illusions to your photography. It's really cool. You can get it for about £10 to £25 on Amazon. Different shapes, different sizes.
So it like a filter? You put it in front of what?
Yeah, so whatever you're looking at, you'll put it in front of that. And then when you take that picture, it will show what you're looking at, but upside down in this cube.
Couldn't you just turn the camera upside down and then do it? That would be easier.
I mean,
I bet you can do this on iPhone as well.
Maybe. I mean, it's an actual...
I mean, you can reverse the shot on iPhone, can't you? So, or on phones, generally.
I think so. But it's like the mirror effect. When you take a picture and there's a mirror inside the image.
Yeah.
And then you can see the mirror reflecting what you're reflecting in front of you. It's just this illusion that it causes. It does. And instead of doing it on Photoshop, you've got the actual ball in your hand and you're doing it yourself.
So people, I mean, that it does fit in with... Because everyone now, it's all about your image. Is it sort of in your Instagram and
exactly.
all that. So, you know, it's all of that stuff, isn't it? So I suppose the more accessories we get that enable people to just go, look what I can do. Because it started off as just some simple filters, didn't it?
Right.
And now look at us with our spherical... magnetic
people are carrying
things.
Balls around with them taking
that's annoying though, you've got to carry all this stuff.
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
I mean if you can easily do it in an app, that's so much, that's just do that.
Yeah.
But it's cool if you see the pictures online, you check out the images, they're really cool.
What are we searching for to have a look at that?
It's called the lens ball.
The lens ball.
Spheric crystal lens.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And they're really cool images. They're like forests and people as well, you're kind of looking into it, and you've got them flipped underneath 180.
Okay,
it's really cool. Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. That zipped by, didn't it?
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It was really good to see you. So, back to the kettle, obviously.
That's, sadly.
Work experience.
Gotta go.
Gotta be done. But no, really good to see you. Thank you very much indeed.
You.
Work experience punditry there. We tell the work experience. I know that it's a leg up into the industry. It's what we told you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolute lie. It's just because we don't have to pay you. There we are. Next on the show, that's right, the big debate just after 3 o'clock. We will have a game of Call of Duty Black Ops for the radio. It's largely visual, but we've adapted it for the radio. If you'd like to go on that, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll be going through today's papers to find the silly stories therein, the pun-based headlines, but what's the story attached? It's a play-along at home game. We play along in the studio. All to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Before you get car finance, check with us. If you want to save some money, check with us. Car finance 24/7, car finance 24/7, car finance 24/7, check with us.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk for rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, representative 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Car finance 24/7, car finance 24/7, get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include cars registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended on-the-road price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford car. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model or to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Yeah, still to come then. The big debate at 3 o'clock or just thereafter. There is bonus animal news on the way around about 3:30. We will be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops on the radio. But now at 3 o'clock, exactly 3 o'clock, is Jenny with the latest news.
John, thank you. Coming up, the PM launches war on plastic. The M25 rapists could be released. And youth football coach accused of rape.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has launched a war on plastic, setting out a 25-year plan for the environment. It includes plastic-free aisles in shops and extending the 5p carrier bag charge. The PM says future generations will be shocked by the amount of plastic we use and has also announced a nature-friendly schools programme.
The National Park Authorities already engage directly with over 60,000 young people a year in school visits, and they will now double this figure to ensure that even more young people can learn about our most precious environments.
A convicted rapist who was given 7 life sentences for attacking women and girls as young as 10 has been referred for parole. Anthony Imiela, who was dubbed the M25 rapist, was sentenced in 2004 for a series of attacks across the home counties. This comes just days after it was revealed prolific sex offender John Warboys is to be released after serving less than 9 years for attacking 12 women. Latest figures show that A&E units in England have missed their waiting time targets by a record margin. Almost 15% of patients waited more than 4 hours to be seen last month, while 16,500 patients were kept waiting in ambulances. More people are being admitted with flu, but Professor John Oxford, who's a virologist, says that's no excuse.
It cannot be blamed on influenza. I know it's very convenient for these politicians to say, oh, if we're not for the influenza, everything will be all right. But influenza has not yet reached a stage where it can be blamed. So the issue about the National Health Service is more to do with cash.
A former youth footballer has told a court that he was raped by his coach, Barry Bennell. The accusation is the most serious to be levelled against the 64-year-old. Bennell denies 48 counts of child sex abuse. And Eddie Clarke, the guitarist with the band Motorhead, has died at the age of 67. Known as Fast Eddie, he was one of the founding members of the band. Lead singer Lemmy died in December 2015.
Indeed. Sad news. They were a live band to contend with, I can tell you.
I hadn't seen them live.
Did you never see Motorhead live?
No, I didn't.
Everyone should have done that.
I feel like I've missed out
at
now.
Some point. What's the loudest band, Jenny, you've seen live, would you say?
Probably the Foo Fighters, I reckon.
That's probably up there.
They were very, very loud last time.
Yeah, I saw Metallica.
Oh, that's loud.
Not long ago, and that was a gig.
Yeah, I always like it when you come out and your ears are ringing. Of course, that's illegal now,
yeah.
Apparently.
Bloody health and safety, yeah. Suck the fun out of everything, don't they?
Hey.
Do you want to do some weather?
Yeah.
All right then, do it loud.
All right.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Loud weather. Cloudy in the east, brighter in the west, some fog lingering. I'm feeling chilly, yeah, I know.
Great. It's, what is it? What?
Sport.
Sport. With what? What?
Eh?
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Simon Watts. Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy says the club won't sell any of their key players in the summer. Some reports have suggested Harry Kane's on Manchester United and Real Madrid's wanted list. Burnley manager Sean Dyche is hoping they don't lose their midfielder Scott Arfield. He's been linked with a host of Premier League clubs, including West Ham, Brighton and Crystal Palace. Although Arfield's out of contract in June, Dyche says he's contemplating a new deal.
Scott knows where it all stands. He knows the club's situation. He's been a very, very good player for us and continues to be. Obviously, he's got a little injury at the minute, but we hope that clears up quickly.
New Lancashire captain Liam Livingstone has been named in England squad for the 2-test series with New Zealand in March, but after a heavy defeat in the Ashes, Tom Curran, Jake Ball and Gary Balance are all left out. And Great Britain bobslayer Bruce Tasker will miss the Winter Olympics after suffering a minor stroke. The Welshman was taken to hospital last week after suffering dizziness and nausea. He is, though, expected to make a full recovery. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport, no less. It is Talk Radio, and you're listening to it in the afternoons. The big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, to hay with it. Let's do it now. By the way, we've just had a quick straw poll in the office before we get into this debate thing. I should tell you this. You know, before the news, we were talking about this new camera that is a tiny little camera that records, little cube shape, I think it was, and it's magnetic and you can sort of attach it surreptitiously around and about. We were talking to Malak there about, she's got one, she puts it on the poles on buses to film the bus journey. Mm. And you can attach it to the, you can throw it at a metal surface and it sticks, all this kind of stuff. And we were saying that it's, you know, problematic, I think, because it's people would be, you know, perverts, really, installing that in toilets, I think, because it's very small, you can hardly see it and so on, even unless you're looking for it, you didn't know it was there. And we just had a quick straw poll in the office to find out who we thought were the people most likely in the office to use one of those cameras in a toilet. And I've got the list.
Yeah, don't.
Here.
No, don't, no.
What? No, what?
You can't read it out.
I wasn't necessarily going to read it out.
No.
All I was going to say was, there are four names on this list of people that work here, right? And when we did this straw poll in the office, these are the names that cropped up time and time again when we said, which colleague do you think is most likely to film other people in the toilet? And four names have cropped up. The one on the bottom of the list, you see that one? Oh, there's a camera in here. I just have that up in front of the camera. That's awkward. Oh. Where's this camera feed go? The internet.
Because that's, no, it's fine.
Is it? Anyway, the bottom one on, I'll hold it in front of the
get
camera.
Get off with it.
The bottom one on the list. You know the him?
Yeah.
Definitely. I wouldn't be surprised he hasn't done that already. What do you think, Chloe? Do you think that's a thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
don't worry, guys.
Him. Definitely. Anyway. All right, fine. I'll do it. I'm going to keep this list. Put it in my pocket.
Give it.
Well, it's the last show tomorrow. I might use it then. So, speaking of unpleasant things, what do we know? Oh, that's right. The unpleasant Hollywood pot plant botherer, Harvey Weinstein. He's in the news again today, isn't he? He has been slapped in a restaurant. Now, just looking at the details, it is a restaurant in Arizona. Now, this is where the accused producer is having his so-called therapy. That's what he's saying. And he was in a restaurant nearby, groping a meal down with his mouth. And he ordered the fish, he'd ordered the fish. And when it arrived, he put some parts of the fish, reports are saying sea bass, into his mouth without the consent of the fish. This follows another breaking story overnight where Weinstein reportedly ordered a meal up to his room via room service. But when he was alone with the meal, having paid the member of hotel staff who delivered it to go away, disappeared into the bathroom and came back in a bathrobe and ate that meal. There are rumours that Oprah Winfrey knew he'd ordered a meal but did nothing about it. Basically, he's a horrible man. And he's been slapped in a restaurant. That's the news. Now, on the line is Ross, Talk Radio caller, listener. He's Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Are you all right, Ross?
I'm not too bad, John. How are you?
We're bearing up, Ross.
You bear?
We're bearing up.
You're naked?
No, not in any way.
Me too, John. Me too.
Okay. Anyway, look, thanks for calling, Ross. It's good to have you on. You what? Pardon?
Go on.
Right. It's good to have you on the radio. Thank you very much indeed. Now, you've called up because I didn't mention anything to do with noses or sniffing or anything, but you've called up because you don't like sniffing. Is that right?
I don't like sniffing, John.
Right. What's wrong with it?
I tell you. I'm not a fan of sniffing. I used to see this girl, John.
Yeah.
She used to sniff all the time.
Yeah.
And it gets on your nerves. You can't sit and watch a film when they're constantly sniffing next to you. I used to be in bed, John. I used to say, just blow it.
Right. But what are you proposing here? Because it's all very well, again, to ring in to a radio station because you've got nothing better to do and don't have a life with something to complain about. But what is your... Are you offering a solution to this? I mean, what are you suggesting? We block noses? Should we criminalise sniffing? What do you think?
Have you got a solution, John?
Well, it's not really up to me to have one, if I'm honest. I'm sort of really the sort of... You know, I have to play the devil's avatar here and just...
Me, I agree with you then, John.
Great.
We'll play the devil's avatar naked. We'll just leave it alone. Pretend it ain't there.
Right. So, look, Ross, stay on the line. I'm going to bring in Wesley now. Hello, Wesley.
Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed, Wesley. Now you've heard what Ross has to say there. You may have even understood some of it, but he's okay. He's anti-sniffing, basically. He's calling for an end to sniffing in general. What are your thoughts, Wesley?
Oh, no. We can't get rid of sniffing, Jonathan. No, I rely on sniffing for my livelihood.
Right, what are you?
I'm a private eye, Jonathan. I'm a private detective, a private dick, you know. Yeah. I'll go around and I'll discover the truth about things that people don't want me to discover. I'll sniff out the truth, Jonathan.
Sniff out the truth.
I've got a nose for it, you see.
Could you give us an example of your sniffing? Just to bear with us, Ross, here. Just put up with this for a moment. Could you
Right, here we are, here we are.
Well, that's
here we are.
That's not to be sniffed at, is it, Ross?
The latest internet history off that I have.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You should delete that. You should clear that post haste.
I will. Right, Ross, what do you make of that? That's it's not to be sniffed at.
For someone who remains secret and quite private, it's enough. Go on, Daddy.
Yeah. Right.
It sounds like it's got an inhaler as a face. Have you got an inhaler as a face, mate?
That's a good question, Ressie. Do you have an inhaler as a face?
Yes, I do, but I don't see what that's got anything to do with it.
Should we make...
Is it ventilated or is it all a Becketard 50? Hello?
Right. Should we make sniffing a crime? Do you think that is... People are calling for it, Wesley, aren't they? And this is in the news today.
Only the people that have been caught out by the sleuth, such as myself?
Yes, but people are talking about rehabilitation. Now, if you rehabilitate a nose and train it to not sniff anymore but to do something else, then is that going to please the people who don't want sniffing?
I don't think they'll be happy until we've got rid of all the noses. I've known noses that have been rehabilitated as mouths or as tongues
or as
pinky fingers, you know, and they've done a lot of good, but they're still tarred with this brush because the noses won't let it go.
It's interesting you mentioned tarred with a brush because there was this famous... not so long ago, remember this tanker? Now, these are the tankers that transport snot, across the sea. These great big snot tankers. And one leaked, didn't it? And it led to that environmental disaster where, you know, people, you saw the image of people cleaning snot off seabirds. And you would argue that, I suppose, that the act of sniffing would get rid of snot anyway. So perhaps more sniffing to save the social life.
As we know, there were thousands of volunteers that were sniffing very, very hard to get rid of all that snot. I mean, I've always argued that if we had sniffed hard altogether right from the very beginning, then there wouldn't be any programs like Dick and Dom in the Bungalow. We could have got rid of that right from the start, but we didn't. We chose to breathe through our mouths rather than through our noses, and there we have it. They've won awards and stuff, and I can't believe it.
Slightly weirdly, Dick and Dom are on this show tomorrow. That's actually true.
I'm busy tomorrow, John.
Right, OK. Well, look, let's talk about the origins of sniffing, Ross, shall we? The origins of it.
You're not sniffing me, John, just because I'm sat here naked. You're not going anywhere near me, son.
I'm not going to. I don't plan to.
Would you like me to sniff him via the telephone connection?
Well, I can imagine you sniffing around me bins, mate. You go anywhere near my house, I'll call 999 quicker than you can say Decatard 50.
How quickly can you say that, Wesley?
Too late, they're on their way, mate. You better start.
Oh, no. Right. I can't help this on my record.
Hang on,
I'll tell the police to wait while you talk about this. Go on.
Are the government doing enough, or does their silence on sniffing speak volumes?
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
No.
Right. What about the story, this is again breaking news, isn't it, Wesley, of people saying there's been Russian interference. But you've heard about Russian interference in our...
It's my favourite perfume, Russian interference.
Yeah, well, it does have its unique smell, of course, a sort of smell of corruption and annexing. Is there's talk of the Australian interference in sniffing, of course. This is the Australian flu that we've got. And so the idea the Australians are, I suppose, that, you know, they're interfering. We've had flu over here for years. We've got a good old-fashioned British flu. Australia are now interfering with that. I mean, what's your thoughts on that, Wesley?
No. I mean, as we know, we put a sample of our British flu in that hamper we presented to Barnier, along with PG Tips and Marmite. It's one of the classics. You know, I don't like the idea of the Australians coming over here with their kangaroo flu and their koala colds and their scorpion salmonellas.
Yeah.
That is not right. It's not right at all.
All right. Well, look. We should probably sort of look into the history of this as well, because
hang on, Jonathan. I'm picking up something on the line.
Go on.
There's the police.
I'm smelling a list of potential perverts.
Yeah, well, we do have that here, but I'm not necessarily allowed to read that out on the radio.
Oh, all right then. Well, I can't deduce what's on the list. I can only sniff it out.
Right. Well, just don't.
Don't worry. We know you're on there, mate. We know you're on it. Don't worry about that.
Look. There are people, Ross, who call, and we just want to know whether you are one of these people. You know what the contents of our nose. But a lot of people call it dirty nose juice, of course.
Come on.
And I just wonder if you're. It all comes down to what we do with it, doesn't it? Because there is snot there. Now, you can export snot around the world, as we know from the snot tankers. Britain used to make the best snot. We used to export a lot of snot. We don't export snot so much now. But what are we to do with the excess snot? Because if you stop sniffing, it is going to come out, Ross, and you're going to get a snot lake. Do you want a European snot lake?
I don't really, no. It's not something I'd like to dip myself into, John.
Right.
I tell you what I did when I was about 12. I had a deviated septum, John.
Yep.
I had it undeviated. And taken out, and now I don't sniff anymore. So maybe everybody can get undeviated.
Right, so you're calling for compulsory septum deviation.
I'm calling to speak to you.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going?
Wesley, final thought from you, really, on this. I mean, first of all, let's talk numbers. I think that's important, isn't it? I mean, the government are saying 40,000 more sniffing by 2019. Is that something you agree with? I mean, can you put a... I mean, how many sniffing? Yes or no, Wesley?
Yes.
Ross?
No.
Right. Interesting. The government, there is now a minister for sniffing. That was announced in the reshuffle as
sniffing
well.
Sniffing and local government.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, all right, let's sum up the debate. Let's sum up the debate, Wesley, in one word.
Olfactory.
Thank you. Ross?
I like you, John. You're a brilliant talent, mate. You take care of yourself, look after yourself, and you come and have a part with me whenever you want. You're brilliant.
Thanks, Ross.
Brilliant, son.
Lovely. That's Ross there, look, on the, on the radio. And Wesley there, debating sniffing. Do we need it? Do you think we need it, eh? Do you think we need sniffing anymore? It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got window dressing and Julia Hartley breakfast. Why do we need sniffing? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We've got Julia Hartley Brewer. We've got window dressing. We've got breakfast. Yeah. Social media is at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio. That is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What seems to be the problem?
It's my career. It's broken down.
Well, let's take a look. Work-life balance? How's that running?
It's not.
Okay, so you're the boss or the employee?
The slave.
Know what? You need something new, mate.
Become a Red driving instructor and change direction. With comprehensive training, job satisfaction and work in your own hours. Red. Get your career in gear. Go to reddrivingschool.com for details. Go Red and get ahead.
I was unaware of the progression opportunities within teaching, but my career has progressed in ways that I never thought possible.
I think it's a great profession to be in if you're ambitious.
I'm already the head of my own department.
It's not just once you're a teacher and that's it.
Even now that I'm head teacher, it doesn't mean that there's nowhere else for me to go.
100% that was the best decision that I made.
I chose to teach.
A career in teaching offers you the opportunity to progress fast. Apply now to train. Search, apply to teach.
Since you've been sold, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay,
Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Philip Schofield's a man of his word. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
I try to be...
Well, I think you are. And at WeBuyAnyCar.com, we try to be the same. When we say we'll buy your car, we will. And with cash in the bank, you could get a better deal on your next car.
Yeah! That's incredible!
Good lad, Phil. That means a lot. Enter your edge now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. So quick, so simple, so Schofield.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
When did you last change your mattress?
The year I finished uni, in 2003. 15 years ago.
At Dreams, our experts recommend you replace your mattress every 8 years. And to help you remember, ours come with a delivered-on date. So if it's time you replaced yours, get to the Dreams up to half-price winter sale, where there's extra offers on mattresses and beds until Tuesday, and delivery is absolutely free. That's what Dreams are made of. T's and C's and minimum spend applies.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in North Yorkshire, the A64 Westgate closed in both directions, queuing traffic due to a building fire. That's near Collinson's Lane. In the West Midlands, the M6 southbound lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 10. That's in Wolverhampton, and traffic coping well at the moment. And elsewhere in Herefordshire, the A49, that's closed in both directions, heavy traffic due to an accident. That's affecting you between the A417 and Moreton Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall. You're listening to Talk Radio. That's what you're listening to. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. It's between 1 and 4 o'clock. Now, in the next half an hour... roughly speaking, certainly between 3.30 and 4 o'clock. Well, two things. One, Jenny's got the bonus news. It makes the time up because her news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Today we bring you everything that's happening in the world of animals. It's animal news. Now, there's also a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, which technically is a first-person shoot-em-up computer game, largely visual. However, here we are bringing you the radio version. We've adapted it for the radio. If you'd like to have a go on it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, we've also been going through the newspapers. We do that every day as well. But once a week, we take the stories that are those, you know, tiny little paragraphs that you find at the bottom of columns in the tabloids, usually, because they are silly stories. They have pun-based headlines and then a silly little story underneath, mainly to fill space, I'm guessing. However, can you figure out the story from the headline? Well, let's find out as we ask. Well, normally we get someone, a newsreader, to do this for us, but the newsreader, Toby Gillies, Silly Gillies, Silly Stories, isn't available today. So instead, we've gone to our office guest booker, Johnny Seifert, and asked him to do it. It's Silly Seifert's Silly Stories.
It's Silly Seifert, Silly Stories.
It's the attention to detail and production quality that I think that everyone loves about this show. That's what it is. All right, so a selection of headlines. Cornelius and I have to then guess the story from the headline. You, of course, can play along wherever you are. Let's take the first one.
Willy Fool Damage.
What?
Willy Fool Damage.
Oh, I forgot. Johnny can't speak properly or read. So, Willy Fool Damage. Willy what?
Willy Fool Damage.
Willy Fool Damage.
Willy Fool Damage.
It's not the best pun.
Willy Fool... Well, okay, somebody then.
It's presumably something to do with willies.
Yeah, it's got to be someone to do... Somebody's damaged their willy.
Oh.
Someone's
so it's supposed to be willful damage.
Yeah, someone's willfully damaged their willy. Someone has self-attacked a willy.
There's a rugby player who did that once.
What?
Yeah, I can't remember. You celebrated some sort of victory by... It wasn't his willies, it was the other bits near there.
Yeah.
And he tore them off, I think.
What the hell are you talking about? Did he?
Pretty sure.
On his own? You're Googling it now, aren't you? How do you tear off your own knacker? How do you do that?
Oh, no, I'm slightly wrong.
I'm asking for a friend.
It was in the rugby game.
Somebody else did it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a bad tackle.
Well, it was afterwards.
Anyway, what's this story? It's not that, because that's an old story.
All right, someone's deliberately damaged their own genitals. Let's find out.
A yob scratched willies on a dozen cars, causing £10,000 of damage in one street in Wimbledon, southwest London.
Right, there we go. I mean, it was similar. All right, let's take story number two.
What's eating you? What's eating you?
That's weird.
Yeah. A shark? What? Just that? There's not really a pun there, is there? That's the problem with that.
Mm.
What's eating you?
Yeah, it could be anything.
Unless it's Simon Watts, the sports reader.
Simon Watts... Simon Watts, the sports reader, has eaten the severed... Willy of...
No. He's eaten... He's taken first nabs at the alpha bytes that have been sent into the office. And he's gone for the letter U.
What's eating you? Simon Watson, the sport, is eating the letter U from a packet of alpha bytes. Is that what
Doctors
it is?
Doctors had to hook dentures from the throat of Ram Kuba Patak, 77, after he swallowed them in Mumbai, India.
No, it's about a man who swallowed his own false teeth. That's what it was about.
Mm.
What's eating you?
That's not, again...
Doesn't really...
These aren't very...
It's not great.
Great headlines,
not,
are they?
Not at all, no. Next one.
Deeply deadly. Deeply deadly.
Deeply deadly.
Deeply deadly. What's that a pun of?
Well, deeply dippy. The song by Right Said Fred, presumably. Right Said Fred have been plunged into debt. That must be it. Because Deeply Dippy was a hit for Right Said Fred, right? Deeply detty... Has to be something to do with Right Said Fred. In debt? No? I don't...
Yeah, debt.
They're too...
People are deep in debt.
They're too sexy for their debt.
Okay. People are too
they're
glamorous.
They're too sexy to pay their
people
bills.
People are too glamorous to admit they're in debt, which is could what's, be a real story.
What's that
they're
got...
They're too sexy what's that, for their debt.
I was going to say, what's that got to do with deeply debty, then?
Because they're deeply in debt.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a leap, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's find out.
The average person will not pay off their Christmas debt. Average £398.19 until April, says a poll for Piggy Bank Loans.
What's that got to do with Right Said Fred?
I don't know.
Who, by the way...
You bought up Right Said
Well,
Fred.
Only because their song is Deeply Dippy and their headline is Deeply Detty. I'm happy to reveal that Right Said Fred are fully solvent and fine
Excellent.
Financially.
They will be after that Taylor Swift song.
Good point, actually.
Raking it
yeah,
in.
Good idea, yeah.
They had a good Christmas.
I still don't understand why that... Anyway, next.
Handy love tip.
Oh, no, this must be the tip of someone's... No?
Handy love tip.
Well, if someone's deliberately with their own, as we were talking about a moment ago, maybe you keep it in your pocket? Handy love... All right, something to do with hands.
Yeah, something to... Maybe gloves make a great present or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Something to do with hands and love. I can't think what it could possibly be.
Let's Holding hands and cuddling are the most romantic gestures, a survey found. Oh. Surprise gifts and romantic walks also scored highly.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's a weird thing to say. Because sort of a lot of the time you do a romantic gesture to catch the attention of someone. You shouldn't really... hold someone's hand to catch their attention.
That's harassment.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you should have a rapport. But stop it, Jenny Barsby. Jenny Barsby has just came in and held my hand.
She did do that. I as a witness. And if you need to go to HR, then I will stand up for you on that.
Scared me. I thought I was handing her a pen.
No, she grabbed your hand, proving thus that that was a romantic. Well, she was getting your attention. It was a romantic gesture.
I got your attention, didn't I?
There you go.
I was romantically gesturing at you.
Oh.
I feel uncomfortable. Yeah, it's harassment.
I did wipe my hand first because obviously I was.
Oh, yeah, you've been ill as well. Yeah. God!
Let's take one more. Let's take one more headline.
Mistaken identity.
What?
Mistaken identity.
Mistaken.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, we get it's mistaken. Thank you.
Yeah, but it might be Johnny can't pronounce it right. I don't know. Okay, all right. So it's another hand thing, isn't it?
Why?
Well, a mitten. A mitten.
Oh, your mitts. Yeah, oh, mittens, yeah.
Mitten.
Mistaken identity.
Yeah, so somebody thought a mitten was a glove. What? I don't know.
Or a hand.
Yeah. All right, let's find out.
Cops and a lifeboat called out to a hand seen in the Thames at Greenwich, South London.
Oh.
Found out it was a pink glove.
Oh. It was a pink glove.
Mm.
So not a mitten, then?
Well, it's a glove, same family.
Yeah, but they're different. No, they're
same
not.
Same family.
Not really. A mitten, it was as well you know.
Just doesn't have any fingers.
No.
It has a little pouch.
It has a pouch area. One could feed a pony with it.
Hmm.
But one could not. Anyway, that's that, isn't it? That was...
Silly stories.
That was Silly Seaford, Silly Stories.
On Talk Radio in the afternoons, the news is next.
Talk Radio.
Environmental groups have given a cautious welcome to the government's new war on waste strategy. Theresa May set out a 25-year plan, promising plastic-free aisles in shops and extending the 5p carrier bag charge. The PM says she's thinking of children who will be born decades from now. But Julian Kirby from Friends of the Earth has told Talk Radio this is nothing new.
Theresa May and the Environment Secretary, Michael Gove, their colleagues and predecessors back in 2010-11, they initiated a massive great waste review. Since then, recycling in England has flatlined, and we are now burning more than twice as much recyclable waste, including plastics, than we did back then.
A 21-year-old man has appeared in court charged with murdering a teenager in the West Midlands. 19-year-old Reagan Asprey was stabbed in the neck during a fight outside a boxing venue in Walsall last October. Tyrone Andrew was flown from Madrid to Heathrow yesterday after being arrested in Barcelona. He's been remanded in custody. The number of occupied NHS beds has risen to 95%. That's 10% above what's considered safe. Latest figures also show that 16,500 patients were kept waiting in ambulances. Health policy analyst Roy Lilly says people are stuck in hospital because there's no support for them at home.
As hard as the NHS works to get people out of ambulances, into A&E, into a ward, it can't get them home, and the logjam is building up there.
It appears Nigel Farage would back calls for a second EU referendum. The former UKIP leader says he thinks it would lead to more people voting to leave, which would kill off the issue for a generation. And Marks & Spencer's had a tough Christmas, with takings falling even in its normally resilient food division. The company's blaming the unseasonal autumn weather for the 2.8% drop in like-for-like sales. House of Fraser also saw a dip in both in-store and online sales over the festive season. And the weather. Staying cloudy this evening and overnight for the east and southeast, with some drizzle, clearer spells further west with a patchy frost and some fog patches. That's the latest.
Yes.
More in a bit.
More now.
Is it time?
There's more now,
there's
Jenny.
There's more now.
Jenny Barsby, there's more now.
I'm so excited. There's more now.
And there's more now, and there's one good reason for there being more now. It's because, of course, the news is not long enough. It's only 2 minutes long, so we must make the time up. We bring you everything else in the world. Animals, vegetables and minerals today. Animal news.
There we go.
Animal news.
Yeah, the long one.
Animal news.
This is the last one.
Animal news.
Animal news.
News.
Animal news.
I love what
animal news.
Animal news. Yeah, but what's it from and to?
Yeah.
Animal news.
Give us the alphabet version.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
There it is. Okay. Ah. I mean, it was worth the wait, frankly.
Well, one last time, why not?
Why not?
Right, what have we got?
Well, I've got four stories. Would you like three or four?
Oh, you just rattle on.
I'm going to go for it. So a kangaroo in a provocative pose.
I've seen this. This is
yeah,
great.
And he really is. Has blocked a public loo in Western Australia. Not quite literally.
I mean, what? He did a big...
No, he's just outside blocking it.
Oh, I see.
A 30-year-old spotted the racy roo.
Spotted.
Casually reclining and pulling a sultry face as it blocked the entrance to the lab at scenic John Forest National Park in Perth. Cautious of the muscled marsupial's robust stature, he was quite muscly. The French holidaymaker decided it was probably better to hold it in than disturb the animal's relaxation time.
It is striking a sexy pose, isn't it?
It really is.
It really is sort of lying back. I've never seen a kangaroo quite that relaxed before.
Do you remember Titanic?
Yes.
Where she
But sorry, not the original.
No. Not the actual boat.
Yeah, good.
As in the film. Where she says to Jack, I'd like you to paint me like your French women.
Yes.
It's a little bit like that.
You're right. You could easily, and I don't know why this hasn't happened already, now you mention it, mm-hmm. some Photoshop whiz
yes.
could take that kangaroo picture and perhaps put it into that scene from Titanic.
And stick the heart on the ocean right round its neck.
Yeah, and if you'd like to do that and send it to us,
please do.
Then please do at Talk Radio, because none of us are that skilled.
No, I'm not, and I certainly wouldn't be trying to muscle with that scarily muscly
but it was striking a pose. You're right.
It looked great.
Good animal news. Yeah.
Now, do you want to talk about turkey-sized dinosaurs?
Turkey-sized dinosaurs.
Yes.
Are these like a school meal? Is it like turkey Twizzlers?
Yeah, that's made me really hungry, someone saying turkey dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Kentucky Fried Turkey Dinosaur. Mm. A turkey-sized dinosaur that once roamed the Australian Antarctic Rift Valley. That's next to the Roft Valley.
Yes.
130 million years ago has been discovered. It appears the plant-eating dinosaur became trapped in a log jam.
When you say has been discovered...
Yeah, he was found.
But dead.
Dead. It's 113
okay.
million
clarify
years.
That.
Yeah, dead. It appears a plant-eating dinosaur became trapped in a log jam.
Right.
Where it died in agony.
Log jam, that would taste disgusting.
It would be...
Animal news.
Splintery.
So,
animal news.
Normally when there's dinosaur news, we all get excited because it's, you know, the biggest dinosaur, the biggest creature there. But a turkey-sized dinosaur
big, is it? I'm not bothered.
Isn't that exciting, is it?
It's not really, no. So it's basically it's just a bird.
It's just an old bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit like me.
Aww.
Animal news.
I wouldn't have said that.
Well, you know, getting on a bit, love.
Not really.
Do you want some more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, the music's about to finish. We have to wait.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
We have to sort of wait for the... to rewind.
Have some coffee, if that's
yeah,
right.
you carry on.
Thanks. Ready?
Here we go.
Animal News.
Animal News. Nottingham Forest star Eric Lickay has finally got himself a new puppy. Yes, after launching a campaign to convince his wife on Twitter.
Yeah.
Catherine Lickay had promised him that if he scored a hat-trick during a game in 2018, she would fulfil his wish.
Really? And that was a puppy, was it?
Yeah, and get him a dog. Okay. I had a different bet on...
So did I.
A long time ago when Thierry Henry was in Arsenal. Anyway, after getting close up on Sunday... He got close on Sunday because he scored twice against Arsenal, ironically, and decided to up his game.
Yeah.
The 29-year-old started the hashtag GetEricADog hashtag on Monday, and his Twitter campaign was backed by teammates at his championship club, and now Mr. Lickay has a puppy.
You'd have thought that he'd have got a better idea of a promise from his surname.
Well, you would really. I mean, you know, maybe it's just too obvious.
Anyways, I don't... I mean, also, by the way, that's an awkward hashtag. If you go by the name Erica Dog, if that is your name,
yeah,
then that's a threatening hashtag.
What if your name is Get Eric?
Get Eric. Get Erica Dog. Yeah. All right.
It's not as threatening, really, is it?
No.
I've just ruined that. Sorry.
That's fine. All right.
Animal news?
Animal news.
Hang on. Talk
about
she's...
Oh. Animal news.
Jenny's not been well.
Oh, I'm getting a bit of a temperature on now, actually.
Yeah.
It's going around the office, isn't it?
It's all that thought of Lickay. That's what that is.
Eric Lickay. Don't laugh.
She just said that in my ear.
What if his name is...
Katie said that in my ear.
What about the dog? What do you think he called the dog? Lickay, Licky Lickay.
I don't know.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, Licky Lickay.
All right.
Imagine shouting outside, Licky!
Licky licko. What? I think it's great. And finally, in animal news.
Animal news.
A family has been left in shock.
Yeah.
Be shocked.
Yeah.
After their cat, thank you, which went missing 15 years ago, just rocked up.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it did.
Shut the door.
And the front door.
Oh, you didn't even
Winston. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Winston.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Shut the cat flap.
Winston.
Yes.
He's from Cornwall.
Is he?
Animal news.
Where have you been? Where had Winston been?
I don't know, but he wasn't looking very well.
All right. Is he all right now, though?
Well, he's thought to be 17, which in cat years is... No, human years is 4,500 years old.
He's like that turkey dinosaur.
Dinosaur turkey.
Animal news.
Thanks. He was... Oh, he disappeared when Janet Barnes,
yes,
not Janet Lickeye, moved in with her new husband, Peter.
Right.
And obviously the moggy got the ump. And did a runner.
Yeah.
And then 17 years later, she thought, you know what, I might as well go home now. Yeah. That was about it, really. He's turned up.
Well, I'm very happy. I'm glad that was a happy ending.
It was a happy ending.
Look at that.
A lovely way to finish on animal
the
news.
The final animal news.
Because animal news.
Had a happy ending to it.
Yeah.
And it's always good to end on a happy
ending.
Well
done, Winston the
end
moggy.
On a high.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you for
thank
that,
you.
Jenny.
No, thank you.
No, more thank you.
No.
You're with us tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
There we go. Right. All right, Jenny's back tomorrow with the news, and tomorrow's bonus news will be vegetable news. Will it be vegetable news? We might come up with it. It's the final show tomorrow, in case you're just joining
what
us.
What do you think we should do?
Tomorrow is our last show on Talk Radio, and so we could bring you a different bonus. I don't know.
Mineral is the listener's favourite, famously.
You know what we could do?
Toss some ideas around.
Beg your pardon. Just because we could, you could have one from each of your subjects. Covering all of your bases.
Look at that. That's not bad, actually.
But that wouldn't make that the last animal news, which we sort of
that's
made
awkward, but I'm happy to make an exception for it. But it does mean making some more, you know, it's going to be difficult in production terms with all of those handcrafted jingles and stuff that we play.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll leave that to the production team to figure out. So nothing will get done. Right, so that's thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank
that
you
was that. Bonus news. It was animal news. It was animal news. Next, we will be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare News Edition on the radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too, like these 2014 Mercedes Sprinters from under £11,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of earth or 100mm loft insulation for only £9.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Hall yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Tax.
Tax,
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 tax. Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment. And don't forget to pay what you owe.
Ever crossed your fingers and searched online for a local tradesperson? And if they turned up, fixed the problem, and didn't let you down, what a hero. Well, now you can uncross your fingers, because localheroes.com has taken the luck out of finding a tradesperson. There's no call-out charge, and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. So, whatever the job, there's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Derbyshire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to emergency repairs on the M1 heading northbound. That's between Junction 30 and Junction 31 for Sheffield. In Nottinghamshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 heading southbound. That's between Junction 27 and Junction 26 for Nottingham. And in Leicestershire, we have a lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 heading northbound. That's between Junction 23A and Junction 24 for Kegworth. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Wiper blades in winter. Squeaky, streaky. Rain rattles your windscreen. Smears rattle your confidence. Can't see, can't drive. Can't believe you haven't been to Halfords yet. We fit new wiper blades on the spot from just £2, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Wiper blades sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores, check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So now then, of course, a lot going on this afternoon. In a moment, we're going to play a first-person shoot-em-up on the radio. But what can be done to fix the NHS? Well, I don't know. But it's in the news, certainly. It's also Super Thursday for retailers as well. Did you know that? This is the January big sales day, of course. So that's a thing. What else is going on? Theresa May, she wants to stop all the plastic, doesn't she? She says she's going to do that by 2042. She said that in a speech today. And that's just about 20 to 9 this evening, just after 20 to 9. So no more plastic allowable after that. If you are seen with any plastic after 20 to 9 this evening, you will be shot on sight. That's the news. There's a lot going on. It's very complicated, isn't it,
Colin? Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, that's all right. We are here to help. How do we analyse the news on this show? That's right. Short form, oriental verse. Japanese poetry gets straight to the heart of the current affairs. It's the news in haikus.
The Queen's bra fitters have been dropped. A potential new job for you, John.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Right, so it's Tour Radio of the afternoon, and what's more, it's time for a computer game on the radio. Now, obviously, first-person shoot-em-ups are largely visual, but we like to adapt and move with the times. You kind of have to, don't you? And so we bring you Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. News edition. So let's meet today's contestant then. It's Fred. Fred's on the phone. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John.
How are you, Frederick?
Not bad at all, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much indeed, Fred. Now, you are our final player on this on Talk Radio, Fred. It's all to play for. Tomorrow, Fred is our last show. All change around Talk Radio from next week. Lineup to be announced, but we're not part of that. But we're all cool with it. It's fine. We wish everyone the best of luck. It's all very well. It's all fine. But
okay.
Tomorrow's our last show, Fred. So worth listening to.
I always listen.
I know you're different. Right, but look, you get to play. You get to be the final contestant on Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare. So here's how it's going to work. All right, you. I don't know whether you are you a console game player, Fred?
I play many consoles and games.
Right, good. Well, you'll be familiar with it then, I'm sure. I'm going to set a scenario based scene, Fred, for you, and then we'll start the gameplay. And really, you know, you've just got to do the best you can. You're looking to score points, obviously, as is traditional in these kind of games. So if you're ready to play, you know, let's play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio.
I'm ready.
News Edition, here we go. So, Fred, in Southampton, works in an office. You are the elite Black Ops commander of an elite Black Ops unit. Now, you've stepped out of your office in Southampton for the day and are now stranded aboard a disused Russian oil tanker somewhere in the Bering Sea.
Okay.
The oil tanker, though, for some reason that isn't explained, is full of not oil, but plastic bags.
Oh, goodness me, no.
Now, fundamentalist Islamic terrorists have hijacked the tanker in order to throw all of those plastic bags over the side because they want to kill all the sea life, which they believe to have corrupt Western values. So, it is your job, Fred, to stop them. To do this, you must get to the bridge of the tanker, close the hatch that is letting out all the plastic bags into the sea. All that stands between you are terrorists and an enraged David Attenborough, obviously, but mostly terrorists, innocent bystanders, and people from this week's news. That is what you have to face as you go through the tanker. But you will have certain controls which you need to deploy according to what comes at you. If you've got a pen, you need to write these down. Here they come, right. Fred. You work in an office. You sure you've got a pen?
I'm ready.
Okay,
ready.
Here's your controls. Shoot.
Yeah.
Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yep.
Get slapped in a restaurant.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, right.
Deliver a lackluster reshuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And go out and buy a new pair of headphones in preparation for a new job.
Brilliant. Lovely. Got it.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Things will come at you. Deploy the control you think best. There will be a bonus level for you to score extra points.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, you are standing, Commander Fred, in a long corridor. In front of you is a closed door. You must get to the bridge to stop the plastic bags so that Sir David Attenborough can sleep easy. Here we go. You're being attacked. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Shoot. Oh, actually, no, don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Dude.
Disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, get that in a restaurant.
That's right. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Jump, then shoot.
Oprah Winfrey.
Don't.
Oh, no, sorry.
Don't shoot.
Yeah, all right. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Theresa May.
Deliver a lackluster reshuffle.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Well-known presenter we can't officially name.
Go out and buy a new pair of headphones in preparation for a new job.
Bonus round. Goes a bit faster. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Innocent bystander.
Shoot. Don't shoot.
Harvey Weinstein.
Get that in a restaurant.
Theresa May.
Lackluster reshuffle.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
2014 hit by Rihanna.
Oh my gosh. Jump?
Yes! Terrorist! Terrorist!
Shoot.
Terrorist!
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
I say hit, it got to number 150 in the UK chart. I checked. Terrorist!
Oh, not bad.
Terrorist!
Shoot.
Well-known presenter we can't officially name.
Go out and buy a new pair of headphones.
Ooh! Back to normal gameplay. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Oh, game over.
Oh,
not bad, actually, Fred.
Thanks.
Not bad, not bad, not bad. Playing the game there. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, News Edition Cornelius. What score, what high score did Fred achieve during the gameplay?
Well, a really high score, John. Fred did very well. He got 2,700 million.
2,700 million points.
And six.
2,700 million and 6 points. Fred, that was great. That might be the highest score.
I'm overjoyed. That's incredible.
Probably ever had. Oh, look at that. The team are proud of you as well. Look at that. You do get to put your name in, though, of course, your initials into the game, which is traditional. So what's your full initials, Fred? F what?
My name is Fred Arnold Robert Fraser.
Have you forgotten your name, have you there? Okay.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So Fred Arnold...
F-A-R-T.
F-A-R-T are your initials. So when I go through the alphabet, you just say stop when I get to the initials. That's how you put the initials in, obviously, like you used to do with the...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's easy. Yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H,
stop.
H. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, J. H and J. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G. A, B, C, D, E, F,
Stop.
G. G again.
George Galloway.
Yeah. H and J and George Galloway.
They'll be on the board as having scored the highest score.
They'll be on the board and the radio next
there
week.
There we go.
Right, so good work. Good work, Fred. You've got a score. So, you know,
yeah,
congratulations.
Hey, that's what I wanted.
Well done. All right, Fred. Fred, that's Fred. That's Fred in Southampton. Call of Duty, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare on the radio. Welcome, if you're just listening, and you've tuned in, as I know you have, for Sam Delaney, who is, of course, the presenter of the Drive Time programme on Talk Radio for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Do you know something I don't?
Maybe.
This is worrying.
You don't do Fridays, do you, Sam?
No, that's what you're talking about, yeah, because then I'll be back on... On the Monday.
Will you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I just need to make a call because I was about to get an extension done on my house. And
well, certainly not on a contract. So I don't...
Right. Okay. No, this is my last show.
It is.
It's my last show. I have been informed, believe it or not. It's my last show in this slot. I will be back on Talk Radio in another place, TBC,
yeah,
which will be revealed soon. And I'm sure the nation will be waiting with bated breath to find out exactly where and when I will be returning to the Talk Radio airwaves very, very shortly. But for today, at least, it's the last 3 hours you will hear of me in the Drive Time slot, and we'll be making the most of those.
And rightly so.
Mm.
Good. We'll be back tomorrow for our last show.
Yeah. This last show's coming out of our ears on Talk Radio this week.
And a lot of firsts on the way.
Yeah. I can't imagine what your last show's going to be like, because so many of your shows have been like someone doing their last show. So what John Holmes does, and he's actually already knows he's leaving a show, Ofcom should put on some extra staff tomorrow. You know, like an emergency sort of reserve force. Like, you know, there's a territorial army of Ofcom as well, which are civilians who just dabble in Ofcom regulations.
We're going to behave.
They're getting them in.
I'm the producer.
Mm. Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, we're going
and
to
the
behave.
Nation breathes a sigh of relief. Cornelius Mendes is the producer, so we're all okay.
We're going to behave. There's absolutely no reason to take us off a day early.
No.
Okay. Oh, no, yes, sorry, yes. Because you're all out of pocket that way. I'm sorry if I've spoken. If I've spoken out of turn and cost any of you an extra day rate, I will compensate you all to some degree.
There we go. Yeah. It is our last show tomorrow. We'll be back at 1 o'clock, so do tune in. Old friends returning, old features that got banned possibly coming back.
No, there's not. Stop. They won't let us on, John, if you say things
like that. Not that feature. I'm talking about another
one. Move on.
All right. We're back at 1 tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.